You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Grab his feet. Grab
it. Somebody's got to grab the feet. Somebody's got to grab under the arms. Don't you know how to move a body?
Yeah.
Can't say that I do.
Yeah, you must be new to this body moving game.
Mm-hmm. Remember, he hates true crime, so he don't know nothing.
I do.
Yeah. You never watched a season of Dexter?
I've loved Dexter.
She did. I saw it peripherally. I never watched it like intentionally.
Dexter was fantastic, and it completely fucked up the show.
How come? What happened?
It got really bad.
When he fell in love.
It got really bad. Like, dude, that last season was really bad. Then it got like creepy because at one point he wanted to fuck his sister. So it's like, holy shit.
Well, that's in now, man. That's trendy.
No.
You ever been on Pornhub? That's all you see.
That's stepsister and brother.
Yeah, in quotes.
That's the covenant of legality.
Exactly.
The last episode was he was hearing his dead sister on a boat, wasn't it? He was going into a hurricane.
Yeah.
His dead sister? Mm-hmm. So he's got a touch of necrophilia too on him?
He dumped the body parts in the ocean in body bags and like black garbage bags, and somebody found him, so he freaked the fuck out. Then his sister got shot and she died, and then he hauled her off on a boat into the ocean into a hurricane.
Damn, spoiler alert.
You ain't ever going to watch it.
Nobody needs to see that shit. That shit was horrible.
Not to mention it's like 10 years old.
That shit was fucking awful.
Well, I remember the first episode I saw, I thought it was so cool because it was like when they froze the hand in the ice and it was all different colored nails. I'm like, this is going to be good.
Different color nails? What do you mean?
They had like a manicure. Each nail was a different color. You know that was a stripper hand.
Definitely.
Well, it was in Florida, yeah?
Yeah, it was set in Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it probably was, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to just get started here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, because I mean, like, I have 2 minutes of recording now that I feel like I have to put before the music now because y'all are entertaining and shit, and we ain't even properly in the show yet.
That's your fault.
It's really not.
Bad host job.
Fuck off. Welcome back to the Hashtag No Offense Show. My name is Chris, and I am joined by the Duchess.
Hello.
And we're back on the night grind. We're back on the night shift because we got a special guest in the virtual building with us tonight, a pillar of the podcasting community, Mr. Delvin Cox, a.k.a. Pimp Juice himself. What's good, brother?
You forgot the other
What's
AKA.
Good? Yeah, you forgot the other a.k.a. now.
You've got multiple aliases. What's the other one? Florida Man's cousin. See, I told you you're not Florida Man's cousin. You are a Florida man. Claim your roots.
No, I am Florida Man's cousin. I'm the dude that every time Florida Man gets in trouble, he calls me. I'm the cleaner. I'm Florida Man's cleaner.
Nice.
You, what's his name? Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction? They call you and you just come real quick. And pardon me if I'm curt, but I believe time is of the essence.
Yeah.
That was such a cool scene.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic movie. What's good, man? I appreciate you coming on with us tonight.
Man, this is interesting times. Like, I can't even describe it. Who would have known that 2020 would have been such a shit show?
Not I. And I'm going to take a page out of your playbook here because I listened to my brother Adam on your show with you. And he said, it only took the end of the world to finally connect us together, man. I feel like this has been a long time coming. And, you know, it's one of those things where I always, you know, we run in similar circles. And I'm like, I could get Delvin whenever, you know, like I get Delvin later. I get Delvin later. Later never comes.
I agree. I think that's kind of the thing because there's certain people that you know that you kind of consider family. Like, oh, yeah, I can get him anytime I want to. Mm-hmm. They're always a guarantee to come on the podcast. Then it just never happens because you're just taking it for granted.
Yeah, just, you know, time goes by and it's just, you know, it's one of those things. But I'm glad to have you tonight, man. We're gonna do some things. We're going to talk about our people here, you know, because you're one of the – I love it when I have Florida men join me on the Florida Man Show. This is it's great because you can really truly appreciate what we're talking about. You see it, you're out there, you're on the streets, you're living it.
Yeah, can truly see the shit show for what it is.
Well, let me pay these bills real quick and then we'll get into it, buddy. Each week, Hashtag No Offense is sponsored by Hemp Bomb CBD. Hemp bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp Bombs also come in a wide variety of products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. Use code HTNOS, that's HTNOS, at hempbombs.com and save 20% on your entire order.
Word.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Think that's dope. I think if anything you need to be getting right now is Hemp Bombs. Because the shit out. We're going through, you need to get me out to your house to help you relax, mellow out.
I mean, shit is crazy. I mean, unless you partake of the leaded version. I mean, like, if restrictions are your thing, like I get tested at work, so I got to stay unleaded. So CBD's my thing. You know, it's perfectly 100% legal if you got to piss for work, and mm-hmm. I'm in that boat, and it helps me out. But I mean, if you could partake of the sacred plant, then I mean, by all means,
I agree.
Or you know, you're in Miami, dude. They just coke's probably just flying in the air, dude. Like you walk outside,
clouds instead of COVID clouds,
just hit you in the face.
There are certain areas in Miami that you can go to get anything you need.
I bet.
And I, it's wild to say that on a podcast, but it's an actual fact. Like, Miami is one of those wild places that if you know people, you can probably get whatever you need.
Hell yeah, dude. That's where you go to party.
You know what? And we've never been there. We've lived in Florida for 15 years now.
Yeah.
15. It'll be 15 years this year, next year. I don't know. Close to 15 years. We've never been south of Sarasota.
Yeah.
We need to make it down, man.
Well, when you got kids, it's hard because then you don't want to take them on vacation because they ruin it.
Yeah. Well, the first 10 years that's we lived here, we didn't have kids.
I know. Well, we were poor then.
Yeah. That's the universe's joke, man. Like, when you have time, you don't have money. And when you have money, you don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
Haha. Figure it out.
That's very true. Miami's such a fascinating place because it is the best and worst that society has to offer in terms of, like, one side you'll see rich and famous people kind of hanging out, partying on South Beach, beautiful women, fast cars and all that stuff.
Right.
And then the other side, you'll see the brink of poverty, like people on meth, people on crack, struggling to survive paycheck to paycheck. A lot of times these areas are like right next door to each other.
Next door, yes. Yeah. I said that to her when I first moved here because believe it or not, my first job, I was working at a law firm and I was in the mailroom. And I think it was Christmas time or something, one of the lawyers was having a party and he invited the whole office, including my minimum wage making ass. And her and I rolled up to his house and we were going to the, you know, a part of town we've never been to before. And like, it was changing on a block by block basis. I'm like, oh shit, this is kind of ghetto over here. Oh damn, look at that house. Did you see that? Holy shit, that's a mansion. And it was like just changing, yep, like you said, just so drastically, man. Like that's a Florida thing, I think.
Yeah, it has to be, because it's super fascinating to see that. Where you'll see, like, there's an area down here that's called the Art District. And like,
the Art District,
it's like 5 minutes away from Overtown.
What's Overtown? Which for,
Overtown is like, if you ever watched the first 48,
I have.
You know I haven't.
I have.
You know I haven't.
There are three areas in Miami they always mention: Overtown, mm-hmm, Miami Gardens, and Liberty City.
I remember Miami Gardens from like news stories that we pull, and Liberty City is Grand Theft Auto, man. You're living it down there. You're in Vice City with Liberty City.
Them homicides happen, man.
And Liberty?
All the places.
and I live in Liberty City. That's the crazy thing about it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
You strapped, huh?
And so I grew up in this area, and it's weird now because they're gentrifying the area. So half of it's kind of like the hood, mm-hmm, and the other half is like pure gentrification. So you'll see like white guys walking their dogs
at
10, 12 o'clock at night.
We talked about that last week, actually.
Portion of Chicago's like that.
They're scooping out like blocks at a time, and they're, mm-hmm, like saying, hey, white kids, come in and pay triple and dress like lumberjacks and drink expensive beers and walk your dogs. And
it's cool.
It's safe.
Just
everybody
don't send
feels
your
safe.
Kids to school.
Just don't walk that way. Don't go to the next block.
Yeah, it's weird because you see them all the time going to the next block. You're like, do you know where you're at? Just walking their dogs.
Yeah.
Excuse me, gentlemen, can I score some drugs? Do you have some drugs I can do?
Like, you could suck my dick.
Delvin, I don't know if you're interested, but if you are, man, let me know and give me your information. And I'll get you some hemp bombs to try.
Okay, cool. Definitely.
They provide us with all kinds of stuff for the guests. So, I mean, you know, mm-hmm, I'm more than happy to ship you some. And we're corona free. So I won't send
That's
you
also
that.
A good thing. I am as well.
It's good. It's good. I mean, we've been just living out in the world. I mean, like, I don't know what you do for your day job, but I've been going out to work every day since it started. So, I mean, if I got it, I got it. And I'm just, what do they say? Asymptomatic.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
No, we've been fine too. I work at home now and I keep the kids at home, but I mean, we haven't seen anybody.
I work downstairs from where I live at. Oh, that's so it's convenient. Not that much. And I got, like, when this whole thing started, I had got really sick.
Oh, really? Shit.
Like, really, really bedridden, couldn't move, sick.
Oh, shit.
And I went to the hospital and they tested me for it and I didn't have it. You have a virus, but it's not corona, so you're okay. Just go home, rest.
It's just the flu. It's the regular corona, not 19.
It's the regular. Yeah.
It's just regular. It's just regular coronavirus. You got a fucking cold.
You might be more likely to die from that, though.
Yeah, that is very true.
Tinfoil.
I mean, people just act so stupid, too, with all this stuff. And I see people driving in their cars with their masks on. I'm like, you're breathing your own air. You could take it off while you're in your own car. I just don't get it.
My grandmother constantly does that because I work with my grandmother. Mm-hmm. So, and the place I live in now is her old house, essentially.
Okay.
Because she has another house that she bought a while back that she likes to live in now. Plus, she can't climb up these stairs anymore.
Yep.
So, every morning when she comes to work, she has this damn mask. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're in a car. Like, I said, you think you're going to get corona from the door of your house to the car?
It's some COVID clouds. They're like chemtrails, man. The government's just laying them out there, waiting for people to walk into them.
With the murder wasp flying with them, too.
Yeah.
And my grandmother is a huge conspiracy theory person in terms of, like, everything she reads on Facebook, she believes. So she'll say stuff like, I work with her during the day, and she would say random stuff like, you know, they're putting AIDS in cereal? I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's like when they were putting those needles in Coke cans or Pepsi cans. And
man.
I think just like older people are like that because my dad's the same way. He'll share stuff on Facebook. He doesn't know any facts. He just shares somebody else's shit. And then he's got people ragging on him. I'm like, I just ignore it. Just leave it alone.
Well, you possess a skill that most people don't have. And that's seeing something that you don't like or don't agree with and just keep scrolling and going about your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to engage.
Right. And I'm just like, oh, I wish you would research some things before you post a meme.
I don't research, but I also don't post. So therefore, right. I'm okay. You know, like mm-hmm. I let my colleagues do the research and then I let them tell me.
Well, the good thing about you is, though, you're on both sides of it.
Well, you got it.
You have one sided opinion. A lot of people only have a one sided opinion.
Well, the problem with that is because you get such a strong belief. And I mean, like, it's almost like a religion in a way. You know, like, if you say that you're like a truth seeker, because conspiracy theory is a bad word now. So you're a truth seeker. No. If you're, don't say woke. It's you're a truth seeker.
Oh, I know. I heard that Juan doesn't like that word.
So if you subscribe to that camp, then you're obligated to go with everything that you see from that and every other thing that you see on regular mainstream media is a lie, mm-hmm. which I mean, it probably fucking is, or at least a version of the truth. But I mean, you still got to look at everything objectively. You can't just say my team said this, so that's what I'm going for, you know?
But I think we can all agree that the media spins stuff to make you think what they want you to think.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think it's gotten a lot worse now because the society we live in now is more or less like, hey, we're picking sides.
Yeah.
So the media is picking sides, and the media will straight up accept lies as truth.
With everything. We're very tribal as a people. I mean, down to, oh my God, you have Android, we're iPhone. You play PlayStation, we play Xbox. Right. How dare you?
So
you
pitiful.
Like Coke, we drink Pepsi. You know, like, people just want to be on a team so damn bad, it doesn't matter what it
How
is.
How about be on team people? We've been preaching that for years, man.
Man.
Yeah.
If it was only that easy.
But I think it's so funny because I feel like people want Trump out of office so bad that they're doing all of this.
I mean, and I understand.
To tank the economy. I mean, I understand too, but it's a little extreme to let small businesses go to shit and all that.
Everything.
I think it's a lot of levels to it. I think when you look at race and culture, that plays a big part into it. Like, for example, spoilers, you guys are white. So
I'm kind of taupe because I mean, like,
that's true.
Sometimes, like, you see, and I'm drinking.
He used to say his soul is black.
So I'm black on the inside. Mm-hmm. I'm reverse Oreo. I mean, like, we're doing this at nighttime, so I'm able to drink a little bit of beers tonight. So I mean, my black scent might come out. You know, I'm sitting with you a little bit. I might get a little, you know, a little soul in my voice. You know, it's just it's just how it is. You know, I'm not white. You know, I'm not like Danny Tanner white, you know.
You just look like it.
I just look like it. Mm-hmm. Like, I got this nice button down and my hair's combed.
And I got pajama pants on. You can't see them.
But it's just that when you have different cultures, you kind of see it in different ways. Like down here, you have people who are Hispanic. Uh-huh. Some see Trump as like their savior. Mm-hmm. Because they're like, they've come from mostly like, most of the Hispanics down here are Cuban Americans. So you have the Cuban Americans who come from the Castro regime who kind of support that militant style of government.
Sure.
They agree with everything Trump says and they agree with everything Republicans say. Then you have the people who fled away from that and who are just vehemently against Trump. So you kind of have these kind of paragon shifts that happen often in these communities that are kind of fascinating, I'll be honest with you.
Right, because you don't know which side that they're on because of what happened to them personally. I mean, the ones that are for him probably did everything the right way, quote, quote, and the ones that are against him might have done things the illegal way. So it's hard to tell who's who and what's what.
Yeah, and I think perception plays also a big part into it. Like, I'll give you a perfect example of that. We're living in a society now where black people are seeing a lot of young black men getting killed senselessly. And when you see that, you look at the government in charge, mm-hmm. and you might feel a certain type of way about that. And I think that influences a lot of opinions, especially when you don't see anything done about it.
That's been happening for a while too, though. You know, like,
and those are individuals.
I mean, recently, I mean, I know it just happened again this week, and I read that story this morning, and I mean, that was fucking horrible. And I even watched the video. I forget his name, the young man that died in Georgia.
The two white supremacists cops or whatever. Or they weren't
they were
cops.
Former cops. They were retired.
Cops, yeah, white supremacists.
He was just jogging and they shot him down, but they like went after him, you know, because he fit the profile for somebody that might have been doing robberies in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, so I'm like, come on, dude. That's like fucking Zimmerman all over again, you know? Like, you fit the profile so you could just fucking shoot first and ask questions later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's where the problem lies because it's gotten to the point where we've seen this. So I want to say the spark really started as of late with Zimmerman, mm-hmm. because that was so blatantly wrong. And that it was like, well.
But that was years ago, though. That was under the Obama administration, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But it just, that was the spark that kind of started it. And then you constantly kept seeing stuff similar after that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just
bubbling
up.
Ferguson was after the Zimmerman incident.
Then you had Sandra Bland and you have other things like that. And
sure.
Different things over and over again. It gets to a point where it feels like, when is it going to stop? And then I will say this. When the previous regime was in, a situation like this would happen. Yeah, we didn't see things happen, but it felt like they wanted to solve the problems. Mm-hmm. This regime kind of comes at it like, well, it didn't happen. Not much we can do about it.
See, and I think that's got a lot. And I mean, I'm not, take this with a grain of salt. I'm not political even a little. Yeah. Like, this is the most political I think we've ever talked about on this show. But I think that in and of itself has to do with the background difference between Trump and Obama. You know, like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Obama came up through the streets, you know, not through the streets, but like working through the ranks in the political system, where Trump fucking was a reality TV show host, you know? So, I mean,
and he just makes money.
That is illustrated right there by somebody that wants to fix a problem by somebody that's just like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a hater or a supporter. I didn't vote for Trump, but I mean, like, he's doing good things too. And that's the thing where you, like you said, to be blind to one side and just go for your team, that shit bothers me, man. You can't say that like everything he's doing is bad, because it's not, you know, but there's room for improvement as well.
I will say this, and I've said this before. I think he's done a lot of good. I think he's done a lot of bad. I think it's weird because people don't want to support him. Mm-hmm. Because of all the bad things he's done. So even when he does something good, it's like, well, you did this, and that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's like the Patriots. People don't like him because of his fans.
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't like Trump supporters. That's the thing. Trump's, and I, with good reason, Trump supporters suck.
Yeah. It's a lot that goes into it, I think. And this is something I'm going to say. This is, take it or leave it how you want to take it. But one thing about Trump is that the corruption in that administration is so blatant. And out there, it's baffling. And I don't get me wrong, previous administrations have also had corruption, but they at least attempted to hide it.
He just goes on Twitter and says everything. Oops, did it again.
Well, he's so blatant with it. It's like, wow. It's like, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, you said it at the top, man. These are strange days. These are strange times we're living in. You know, these are unprecedented. That's the word I've heard ad nauseum for the last 6 weeks. Yeah. Unprecedented. It's just absolutely unprecedented. But this is the type of stuff that you get into on your show. And I mean, like, if people don't know who Delvin Cox is and they're listening to podcasts, I mean, that's shame on you. But
right,
I mean,
they need to know.
For the sake of the listener, why don't you tell a little bit about what you do on your show and give a little bit of background on Delvin Cox, the man, and what you do at the Delvin Cox Experience.
Well, my podcast has always been about diversity. And that kind of just happened that way because I've always had all kind of guests on there. It doesn't matter what race, religion, creed you're from, sexual orientation, whether you're Republican or Democrat. Because I always like to hear different points of views from everybody. And I think it's important to learn from everybody because
it is.
We've gotten to that point in our society. This is way before all this stuff happened. I started on the podcast.
Yeah.
But we got to that point in society where we've become so close-minded to every opinion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. People want to live in an echo chamber and just get, you know, confirmation bias that you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've always kind of prided myself with my podcast on is talking to everybody. Like I've had on people who are avid gun supporters. I've had people who are against gun support. And I've had them on the podcast at the same time.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. And I've also had on people who are super hard Trump supporters. I've had on a guy who literally writes for the Federalist Papers.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And
he's a friend of mine now. He like, it's crazy. Like, and he'll message me stuff about like Trump stuff, and I'll message some stuff back and we have conversations. But it's really interesting the people that listen to the podcast and the people that get it in terms of how it's about diversity. It's about having that middle ground and having a conversation about, okay, this is why you support Trump and this is why you don't support Trump. Explain it to me so I get a better understanding for it. And I honestly completely understand it. Truthfully speaking, I understand why there's people out there who are diehard Trump supporters because one thing that he says stuck with them. And no matter what, that's their thing. Like there are some people who are anti-abortion and that's the only thing that matters to them. And when you have somebody who comes out and says, you know what? I am completely against it. I'm going to make sure this never happens again. That's your guy. That's who you're rocking with. And I think that's one of the things that Trump is really good with in terms of his base. He knows how to... He's almost like Hulk Hogan in a sense where you can beat up Trump for like 30 minutes straight. And then all of a sudden he'll say something that gets his base so riled up and they'll completely go all out for him and defend him.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah, you're right.
And also he's probably said the N-word before too.
Without a doubt. Probably since he's been in office.
Much like Hulk Hogan.
He's orange like Hulk Hogan too. The Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Well, Hogan lives. Oh, well, I guess he's from Florida too.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yes. Man, I guess when you get old, when you're an old white man, do you just turn orange? You don't tan anymore? You turn orange?
I think it depends on what you use for tanning. Because some people
use the sun.
Well, the lotion.
That's not a good idea. I'm gonna give white people some good advice. Lotion. And lots of it.
That I'm just saying. I go outside. I don't like rub like spray tan around me.
Well, that's what it is.
But lotion helps you from aging greatly.
You're about, I don't know, 20 years too late with that advice, Delvin.
you can slow it down now.
Maybe. But you know, and that's a nice segue too, because I mean you just turned 40, am I right?
Yeah.
What? I'm old as fuck. Happy birthday.
I mean, you look like you just turned 20.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not just saying that.
Well,
I mean,
black don't crack.
I would, God, step on my fucking joke, Duchess. Jesus.
It's all that lotion.
That's one that's fucking with me, though. I never really thought about it. I'm 39. I turned 40 in about 6 months. And it's been tough. That's been fucking with me ever since, like, the year started, you know?
I think it's how you feel, though. Do you feel like you're going to be 40?
Yeah. And I feel like as soon as that calendar flip. Like, as soon as that X gets drawn on that square to calendar, I feel like I'm on, like, the downslide. I feel it's, like, that's my death clock now. You know what I mean?
Seeing you can't think that way or that's how you're going to live.
Well, you're right. Positive. You're right. I mean, I'm taking steps to try to shift my mindset with that thing.
Because there's only so much I could do.
That's not true.
To help you with keeping your glass half full instead of always empty.
Look, well, to commemorate your 40th, you had a roast too, man. How did that go?
Oh, it was a complete awesome fun event. Like
that's you were about awesome. To say shit show. I read your lips right there. You were about to say it was a complete shit show, and then you were like, awesome.
No, it was a complete shit show, but it was a great shit show. Like
No, I listen to it. They're fun. They're fun. I mean, obviously, I hosted Jason Almes a year ago, and it's something that I never, ever, ever, ever want to be a part of again.
Oh, I've heard.
Never, ever, ever. I didn't want to be a part of his. He kind of forced me. He was like, no, you're going to do it. He wanted me to be a participant, and I said, I'm a fucking comic. I don't write material. I'm going to be, no, absolutely not. Well, fine, then host it. And I'm like, all right, cool. Well, I can host it. And Adam's like, hey, dummy, everybody. You still got to fucking do shit.
Damn. Now, instead of just roasting him, you got to roast everybody with an introduction.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it went good. I mean, like, you rapped. I rapped. You rapped. I mean, you kind of fumbled a little bit.
No, I rapped. That was Joe B. I talked shit about Joe B.
Yeah, you be rabbited on Jason Almey's his roast.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
To NWA, no less.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all coming back now.
Yeah, it is. When Chris told me that you had a roast, I'm like, what could they roast Delvin about? He is so nice. And that's he is so sweet. And I'm like, what could they roast him on? That he's black? That's like the only thing.
I think that's what made it work, because everybody who was there genuinely like loved me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were all white.
Yeah.
You had not one black dude there to just for diversity's sake, even, you know, like it was just like from Jason Almes. I mean, I guess you had the bitches there. I mean, you had some female voices, but man, it was just like the whitest white group I've seen for a black man's birthday party.
Yeah, it was like the 72 Celtics. Bunch of white fucks. Like
Larry Bird. That's all
Larry,
I know.
Larry Legend. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to know.
It was fascinating because we asked black people to come on, and minorities, it's just that the timing didn't work out.
Yeah.
And I think it worked out better that way. It was more funnier. like Jody B was planning and hoping that no black people came on. He was Jody's like, "I'm gonna have to change my whole routine."
Well, didn't he Jody's show up one. In costume, like wearing a noose?
Yeah, yeah.
He did what?
Jody showed up wearing a sport coat and a noose, I believe. Yeah,
yeah.
Jody a has sport coat, dude. Jody's all out of fucks.
Yeah, he is.
Jody is all out of fucks. He's got not one fuck left in his half a face.
Yeah.
He's got nothing.
But he's a good one to have on your team.
I love him. He's my boy, man. And he did great. You know, I tuned in. Honestly, I didn't know a lot of the participants. I knew Jason and I knew Jody, and that's who I tuned in for. But I got turned on to a couple new shows. So, I mean, and that's what those are cool for, too. I mean, it's almost like a showcase of everybody's, you know, everybody's talents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was so much fun working with Jody on it because, I don't know, it's just like me and him became, like, first of all, we share the same birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I told him, like, you should have said something. We could have made this the roast of both of us. like he didn't say anything, but
that would have been the biggest hack fest. It would have just been black joke, you shot yourself in the face, black joke, you shot yourself in the face, you shot yourself in the face, black joke. Like, what are you gonna say about either of you guys?
I know, but it was so fascinating working with Jody on it. That like we became like super close doing it because his first reaction when I said it was, I don't know if I want to do that because the last roast I was a part of, people got mad, like really, really mad.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of behind the scenes with that too, and the timing of the roast kind of coincided with some of that behind the scenes shit. So that was one thing, and then some things stemmed from what was said. So that was like an extra layer to what was going
on. It's such bullshit though, because when you're asked to be a part of a roast, just bring it all, and if somebody gets their feelings hurt, then fuck them. It's part of the game.
Honestly, I don't even remember exactly what like the you know thing in question was, like what the bad thing was, but I believe it had to do with somebody that may have made a joke about somebody that wasn't, they didn't view them as like you're saying, like you and Jody are cool and like you became tight. So if Jody busts on you and says something fucking wrong, well, you know that it's coming from a joking place, from a bad place.
Okay.
Where you had two people that may have never crossed paths and then somebody said something about them and it was just fucking wrong and they were like, what the fuck? Oh, that triggered my memory. I know what it was. Joby said something about Blunt Mommy's kid finding her pictures online and committing suicide when he found out his friends jerked off to her. And she was like, whoa, that's a little much. Like, I don't know you like that, you know? And I mean,
think that if you're running with the same group, though, you should expect those things because we're all here to entertain and not to, you know, build up an ego in that particular instance. Like, right. We're here to entertain. You should know that we're all friends.
At least for that all, night.
Right. We wouldn't all be here if we weren't all friends, you know?
Yeah. And
I don't get my feelings hurt, though, so maybe I'm just coming from it. He tells me I'm not a regular female all the time.
Nah.
She's I never get my feelings hurt. I don't give a fuck about nothing. If you don't like me, you don't like me. Say what you want.
She blames the victim. You tell her you got raped. She's like, fucking prove it.
Were you wearing a miniskirt? Were your titties out?
Were you asking for it? Mm-hmm.
Did you have red lipstick?
That's Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I think women look at that situation completely different than guys do. Like, there are women who will sit there and they'll say stuff like, women are always right, defend women. And then there's some women out there who will say, no, that woman was a hoe.
That's me.
Early on in the podcast, like in the first 20 episodes or so, this was before she was even on, we did an episode on, not really like intentionally, but it turned out to be like an episode on Jameis Winston. Like when he went through the shit at Florida State, and then there was a documentary that came out, you know, about like college campus rapes and shit like that. And we did a whole episode on it. And Two Rings, my former co-host, he's got daughters, and he was very adamant on the, you got to believe the daughters always, you know, like you got to believe the girls because you don't know what it's like because I have girls. And I'm like, bitch, you don't know what it's like because I got boys.
Right.
How about a vindictive fucking girlfriend gets broke up with, and then all of a sudden she's like, I'm going to take your scholarship. Fuck you, player. You know, I mean, it goes both ways. You got to look at it from both sides, not believe the girl.
Right.
I will say this. If you want to catch a woman lying and bullshit, look at another woman. And how they respond to it. Women are very good at seeing another woman's bullshit.
Sure.
Especially when it comes to that. Like, they will call brand. That shit out in a second. They're like, yeah, that bitch is lying. Mm-hmm. And you're like, really? Yeah, I know she's lying. And 9 times out of 10, they are right.
They're right, yeah.
Yep. Well, that's like him with, he just wants to be your, I'm like, oh, he's just my friend. Well, not anymore, but like before, because I played softball a lot. And I was on co-ed teams, like 3 co-ed teams. This is back before we even had Logan. Oh, you know, we're just friends. No, he wants to fuck you. He was always right.
Because I used to be the head that wanted to fuck. I used to be the air quotes friend. You know, yeah. Oh, we're just friends. You know, yeah. But if you give me the green light, we're going to be more than that. I promise you.
Yeah.
100%.
Guys know that because we are the masters of, hey, I want to be your friend.
Dutchie, what are you drinking tonight? You pouring that drink?
Oh, I had a mojito. I'm growing mint on the lanai, so.
Your caucasity is at an all-time high.
That was the whitest thing I think I've ever heard somebody say.
Well, because I had asked him to get me some mint because I wanted to make a mojito, and he couldn't find any for like a whole week. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to Home Depot. I'm buying a fucking plant.
Fucking COVID. So, COVID had a mint shortage.
Yeah.
I was about to say, they let you buy plants?
Yeah. I bought a little key lime tree, too. It's a key lime and Meyer lemon tree. It's called a cocktail tree.
Because she do be drinking cocktails, though.
I do be drinking cocktails. But I also have Keel Farms pineapple cider, which Chris got me.
Yeah, that's a local winery here, and they do ciders as well.
It was Keel and Curly, but now it's Keel Farms, I guess.
She's the pineapple queen, so anything pineapple, I gotta get it for pineapple. Her. She's tropical and shit. Florida princess, swamp princess.
I'm getting my next tattoo is going to be a pineapple on my forearm.
We're going to do it.
But I didn't realize that it meant also swinging.
Like, yeah, Joby told us that.
I guess like if you have an upside down pineapple, it means you like to fuck other people.
Yeah, I guess the move is.
I just like it.
No, he said the move was when you walk through the grocery store, if someone's got a pineapple upside down in their cart, that means they're fishing. They're like, they're looking for people to bring home.
And I just think they're cute because I see like stuff all the time with pineapples and it says stand tall and be sweet. And I think that's my motto. So I'm just like a pineapple.
So now I gotta watch how I put pineapples in the grocery cart.
How about this? I learned that after we had the Untrained Eye come over and be guests on our show, and they brought us a pineapple. And now thinking back, I'm like, damn, was DJ trying to fuck?
No. They heard me talking about pineapples.
I know. But we said it before, Delvin's a fellow Florida man, so who better to help lead us into these Florida stories
this
week?
Let's do it.
Let's talk about some fucked up Florida shit.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do Welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit, and I thought my family was fucked up.
Each and every week, our Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Visit official.com, that's O-H-F-I-S-H-L, and use code HTNOS to save 25% off your order of beautiful handcrafted t-shirts, hats, and jewelry made by the homie casual from our squad mates, the Hood Diner.
Ding, ding.
Now is a good a time as any to support small business. Help Kaz put some burritos on the table. he needs our help. He needs our help, guys. So hit him up at Official. You won't be sad.
Live by your own rules.
Wow, I didn't even get to say Official Clothing.
Oh, I thought you were done.
Not you. You're good. No. You're good. You're good. You're good. First one I got is a video. So let me get my clip going. You want to do yours at the top here while I'm producing here on the side? You said you had one for
me?
End.
Yeah. Oh, this is an older one. I saw a story about a stripper that was squirting vaginal fluid at officers while she was being arrested. And it happened in Miami.
Whoa. Oh, it happened in Miami.
So I thought it would be to bring it up. But then when I looked at the date, it was like 2019. But it's still fucking funny.
Well, that's okay. Tell me about it.
There was a stripper who was getting arrested, and she squirted vaginal semen. So I was going to say vaginal semen.
Vaginal semen. That's called a cream pie, baby.
She squirted vaginal juice or whatever it is. I'm like, I've never had that much liquid down there to where it squirted out of me. She had to have pissed.
Well, that's what that is.
Oh.
Yeah, essentially.
Oh, really? I thought squirting was coming.
You come and piss
at the same time?
That's the myth that they want you to believe, but, you know, I don't think that's true.
I mean, you have to drink a lot of water.
It's supposed to be a mixture of both.
Oh, geez. But it's two holes. So it's like cross streams when it comes out. It's like, that's crazy.
I know the story.
You know the story?
Once I saw the guy, I know what this is.
Across Walton County beaches, we're in for quite a scare Friday afternoon.
You know, when we first saw him, it was a little bit scary and didn't know exactly what was going on.
Villarreal is talking about the Grim Reaper, or Florida lawyer Daniel Ulfelder. Ulfelder was out protesting Walton County's beaches with a film crew along for the ride. He's the same Florida lawyer who filed a suit against Governor Ron DeSantis back in March.
Grim Reaper represents death. This is a deadly virus. It's a global pandemic.
The man behind the costume says he feels compelled to urge beachgoers to think twice.
People are going to get hurt, and that's what I'm here for. And I wish
that's what he's here for.
I didn't have to do this, but nobody else is doing it.
I'd hire him.
But his remarks were not welcomed by everyone.
I just was driving by. I saw the beach. I wanted to look out, and I saw the noose, and I came walked up, so I wanted to look at it, and I saw this guy standing here, so I got out, and I didn't want to say anything, but it's just very frustrating.
Fields believes opening the beaches is good for local businesses and those who have been left unemployed. Ulfelder says he actually loves the beaches, but thinks they should be empty for the foreseeable future.
There is no person that is more of I've sacrificed so much of my time. I've got Mike Huckabee filing a bar complaint against me for speaking out, but there's a time for this.
Ulfelder is also currently leading efforts to make all Florida beaches public and do away with privately owned beaches.
So, for those listening, we have a lawyer in Florida that's dressing up like the Grim Reaper and going down to the beach and telling people, hey, y'all about to die. Sitting in this corona cloud at the beach.
Because
we opened our beaches this past week. Weekend. And, I mean, I don't think anybody really flocked. It didn't look like they were that packed or anything.
No, and people were drawing big boxes around where they were sitting.
Like 6-foot boxes?
Yeah, like where they were sitting so nobody would come into their space. But this isn't the first time that we've had a virus like this that's killed people. But this is the first time it seems like everything is shutting down.
Yeah, and that's what I don't get. See, and I go both ways on the whole, you know, conspiratorial aspect of this, you know, we called it boogeyman flu. I don't want to do that again just because of, you know, the backlash. But I go both ways. I started out, I didn't know if I believed it. Then I got to thinking, I'm like, well, you know, like the whole world can't be in on it. And then I got to thinking, you know, well, maybe the whole world is fucking in on it. Like, I go both ways, you know, like I think I'm back and forth on it. I don't know what to think.
I think it's media is so involved with everything that the people that shut down like the NBA have to do that.
It's definitely public pressure.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. So even if they believe it or not, they have to do something or else they're going to be criticized and condemned for what they're doing.
For sure.
But we never had this much media coverage. I remember when I was pregnant with Logan, it was the swine flu and it was deadly. It has 60% death rate. No, nothing shut down then.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was contracted differently than the coronavirus, though? Like, I know coronavirus, you're supposed to, you could touch your face and stuff, and then it gets in your nose. But, like, I'm not sure how the swine flu was transmitted, but there was Spanish flu. There was, it's just, like, history repeating itself, you know? Right. And we're going to have another one. May not be in our lifetime, but there's going to be something else.
It'll be 2 years from now if it goes by the same trend as the chart you're referring to.
Oh, really?
That's every fucking 2 to 3 years. There's another one.
Well, 2009 was when I was pregnant with Logan. That was the swine flu.
I don't have the graphic handy, but there's been, I think, like every 2-3 years, there's something on the list.
Well, I guess this was more significant.
That's accurate.
Yeah. Like, I think most recently it was like SARS or Ebola or something like that.
Oh, I remember SARS.
It was both.
Both, yeah.
Both at like different times, but yeah.
And there was mad cow disease and all kinds of shit.
Well, first and foremost, we didn't even mention that the guy who's dressed like the Grim Reaper looks like the Grim Reaper from Family Guy.
Just like how he said, it's death and I'm here to do it. And he's shaking his plastic fucking.
I got $20 for this costume.
Yeah, he looked more like a dude that's supposed to be like in Egypt riding a camel than he did the Grim Reaper. He was just wrapped up in a black garb.
But I am of different mind when it comes to this whole pandemic thing. I feel like it's a real thing and I feel like it's hurting many people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I also feel like a lot of businesses have to shut down for simple logistic reasons. Like, I think this is a very contagious thing. And yeah, you don't want to be the business that gets the story of, hey, we were open during this whole pandemic, then a whole bunch of people got sick.
Right.
Well, that's what she was saying, like, about the NBA. It's not necessarily that you believe that you have to do something, but more so that you don't want to be that guy. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be the one. You know, if everything turns out that, you know, like what they're saying is true. And like I said, I don't believe that it's not a thing. I believe it's a thing. I believe people are getting sick. I believe people are dying. The origins of it are up in question a little bit, you know, that we may never know. But that's not important. It's here and we got to deal with it. Is it being exaggerated? I think maybe a little bit, but I don't know. I'm not a fucking professional. That's just my opinion. And when I see things now, like I said at the top, I've been working the entire time. And we've shut down different, you know, divisions of our place and whatever, and we've made changes to accommodate, you know, people through this time. Now we're opening back up, you know, be it at a limited capacity, but people are going back to their channels. You know, the steps that we've put in place are, you know, gradually being lifted one by one. And we were told this week we're basically back to normal, you know. But I'm like, okay, so we're back to normal. What the fuck happened? Nothing happened if you turn on the news. Nothing happened if you scroll through Facebook. Everything's just same as it ever was. So I don't know.
I think this whole scenario has shown us as Americans that we are woefully unprepared for situations like this.
Oh, definitely.
We're ignorant and stupid.
Imagine if this was like they're portraying it to be and like Walking Dead just popped off. Like, I'm not ready. Are you ready?
I don't even have a gun.
This showed me that I was going to say, this illustrated to me first that I don't know how to protect my family. And as a man that's about to be 40 fucking years on this planet, that makes me sad. So we are in the process of taking, you know, the steps to do that. You know, like, but we didn't even have supplies. We didn't have nothing. You know, I want to be prepared. I want to be Uncle Randy in this motherfucker. You know, I want to be able to fashion a knife in my backyard if I have to. You know what I'm saying?
I will even go further than that. This thing has been going on for what, a little bit over a month?
Seems like longer.
I think it's close to two, maybe going into the third month now.
And within 3 months, it's completely crippled our economy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's insane. That shouldn't be a thing. Yeah. Like,
well, I mean, that shows how fragile it is in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, and that's my point. I feel like this shows like how woefully unprepared we are for any situations like this where we have to hunker down and stay inside. Like, if anything really were to happen, like, this is a serious pandemic. The death tolls in this are smaller compared to other things like flu, things like that. But if anything seriously were to hit us hard, we would be fucked.
Hell yeah. It's like you almost have to prepare for hurricane season all year round just to make sure if something does happen, you're prepared.
I was literally just going to say that. And I was going to say, Delvin, you've got a unique perspective living here like we do. And I was going to ask you what you thought if it was, you know, because like we go through hurricane season every year where you got to 6 months out of year, you got to, you know, go to the store and watch the news and track the storms and do all that shit. Going through that on a year-to-year basis where normal people don't have to do things like that, do you think we're a little bit more like jaded to, you know, stuff like this happening to where we're just like, it's no big deal because that's kind of how we deal with the storms. We're like, until it's coming here, we're like, psh, it ain't coming here, man. It ain't no big deal until it does. And then we do what we got
to
do.
I think because we are so used to it, it kind of made us overprepare for it. That's why I think you see so many people buying so much toilet paper and stuff you normally buy for a hurricane down here when they heard a pandemic was coming. Like, it's, interesting how people prepared for it. Like, why do we need all this toilet paper? Why do we need all these bottles of water?
See, what I heard was that it's a scary situation and you don't know how to deal with it. So that's one thing you can control in an uncontrollable situation, which I understand, but that's like a psychological thing. That's not like a common sense thing. Like, you're not buying all that doo-doo paper because you plan on shitting that much for the next, you know, quarantine weeks or whatever. Like, you're just, okay, well, you know, we're going to be prepared if we need to do this, you know, and it makes you feel better, but you really don't need to do it.
Yeah, and it was a whole fascinating situation because when it first started happening, everybody was buying all the toilet paper and stuff like that. But there was a lot of hand sanitizer, disinfectant everywhere. And then as further we got into it, that stuff started becoming like a huge shortage.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy how this one scenario has just essentially like turned our worlds upside down to the point where people are thinking that we're not going to be back where we were ever again. Like, people are even assuming that us wearing masks in public is just going to be a normal occurrence.
Well, and that's what I said. I'm like, this is probably going to be our new normal.
I hope not. I haven't adopted it yet. I've yet to put on a mask, you know, in public. Right. And I'm not one of those guys that it's like, you know, you're infringing on my God-given rights. But I mean, even though you are, you know, like, I'll still, whatever, dude. Like, if it comes down to it, I'll fucking put the thing on. I just don't want to.
Well, I know. And it's really about protecting other people rather than what you want to do.
Sure.
So I still, even though I choose not to wear a mask, I still make sure I keep my distance and make other people feel safe.
You're still judged. Fuck you. Who you think you are? You're still judged. People look at me cross-eyed every fucking day. When I go into Wawa, Wawa is the hotbed. I don't know if you've been in a Wawa lately, but if you go into Wawa without a mask, you might as well just go in there like with your dick out because you're getting the same look. You're getting the exact same look.
Well, down here, you can't go anywhere without a mask. It's mandatory.
Oh, really?
Yeah, straight up mandatory. You can't go in stores or any place in public without a mask when they'll kick you out.
See, they were going to meet to see if it was going to be mandatory here, and then they scrapped that meeting, I believe. Mm-hmm. Like, I never heard anything else about it after I got the alert on my phone.
But I say, like, with the guys that have, like, overbought all the toilet paper and shit, and, like, the Lysol wipes and the disinfectant spray, and they were trying to sell it on, like, the Amazon stores, Amazon shut down their accounts. And then when they're trying to return the shit that they bought, the stores are like, fuck you.
They should be, yeah.
You fuck you. You bought it. Now you deal with the 100 and whatever, how many rolls of toilet paper you bought. Or packs of toilet paper. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. It's technically it's against the law. Price gouging. Right.
Yeah, and I see that, especially with the hurricanes, man. When you start seeing $24 cases of water around here, it's like, come on, man. Fucking scumbag. You know, I hope they do come and they loot you.
Right.
Yeah, that's a common occurrence down here.
Absolutely.
But I guess that's why there's a shortage on a lot of meat and stuff, too, is because we're in a national state of emergency. So they're waiting until it's not a state of emergency, and then they can price whatever they want. And that's why people aren't buying as much. Like, the stores aren't buying as much because they're not producing as much because they can't get what they want.
Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all have a lot of meat markets down there?
Yeah.
Meat markets? Well, a few. I mean, there's a couple butcher shops here and there.
We have like a lot of like bodegas and like Hispanic meat market type places like that. There's a lot of that in Tampa.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to say. There's a lot down here. So you really don't feel the meat shortage because you just go to one of those places and they always have meat there.
Oh, well, she's referring to like all the fucking Karens that go to Publix and they're like, we don't have chicken titties. What are we going to do? There's no chicken titties. Well, you ain't going to El Milagro down the fucking street because they got plenty of meat. But when you walk in there, you got a point because you don't know how to fucking talk to them.
Right.
And I know that's going to put you out of your comfort zone. So you're not going to do that. You know, but
that's where you found a pack of ramen for Logan.
My kid lives on ramen during normal times, so now when the pandemic hits and everyone bought up the ramen, he's like, what the fuck, I can't have noodle soup. So I found some at the fucking IGA economizer. Mm-hmm. Fucking bought a whole case of it for him.
I've seen the new Master P ramen.
No
What flavor is it?
It's a whole bunch of flavors. It looks really good. I think 7-Eleven is going to start selling it, but it looks good. Like, they have like Cajun barbecue ramen and all these other kind of cool flavors.
Where did he come from? Master P ain't been around in fucking 19 years, dude. I ain't seen Master P in the 2000s, man. Where's he been?
He needs to make money now, so he can't
always. Apparently, he's making ramen and other kind of deal. Let me see if I can find a article.
Who makes them wrap chips? Does he make them wrap chips too?
Wrap snacks?
I think he's
got a flavor. He's got a flavor. I know he's got a flavor. I've seen the Master P chips, yeah. Mm. I know he's got a flavor.
I'd eat it.
The chips are pretty good.
He's had what ones did you have?
Whatever the sour cream ones were. I don't know. I don't know who represented them. Were they? No, they weren't. They weren't Little John, were they?
No.
He's got some. They all got some. They all got some. They got multiple sponsors. But we can move on. I got a kind of, I don't know. It's kind of a fun one here. And this is something I've always fantasized about. Next one, we're in Kissimmee, where a Florida man is facing trespassing charges after security found him camping on Walt Disney World's Discovery Island. Hmm. So he was living at Disney World while this shit was shut down.
Where is Discovery Island? Is that Tom Sawyer Island?
No, Discovery Island apparently used to be like a wildlife thing, but they shut it down when Animal Kingdom opened.
Oh.
So it's just property that they own now, but it's like in the mix, like in the park or whatever. And there's still like buildings on there and shit.
Oh, interesting.
It says deputies were called after Richard McGuire, 42, was spotted on Disney-owned property, which is currently closed to the public. Orange County deputies searched for McGuire on foot, by helicopter, and by boat before finally making contact with him, according to his arrest report. When deputies told McGuire they'd been using a loudspeaker to address him, he said, "I didn't hear them because he was sleeping inside one of the buildings on the island, which he referred to as, quote, his tropical paradise." McGuire told deputies he was not aware the property was off limits. Get the fuck out of here. It's goddamn Disney World.
Right.
And then he'd been camping there since Monday or Tuesday and planned to stay all week. Discovery Island, which was a zoological attraction before Disney's Animal Kingdom park opened, has been closed since 1999. All of Disney's Orlando theme parks are currently closed due to the coronavirus pandemic. He was arrested and charged with trespassing on posted property and was also ordered not to return to any additional Walt Disney properties in the future. He got a fucking ban.
What?
I mean, not that he was going to pay admission anyway, if he was like sleeping on the island, you know, like.
No, but if there's still like hotels there.
If he's sleeping on the island, he's not going to buy a ticket or stay at the hotel resort, darling.
That's true. That's still pretty cool.
This is something that we've talked about, though. When Powerball was like $1 billion a couple years ago, like Powerball was super retarded big, like where we were buying Powerball tickets like multiple days a week, every week for like a month. I told her, I was like, when we win the Powerball, I'm going to live at Disney World. I'm going to buy it. Well, you can't buy a place, but I'm like, I will take a.
You live in Celebration.
Yeah, I would. No, I would live in one of the resorts. I would have like a current like a permanent hotel room. No, it's not a fucking waste of money. Or one of them bungalows, like when you get on the boat and you go across and you see those like private bungalows on the left.
That's the Polynesian.
Yeah, I would do one of those where like I could just walk out and, you know, take a little stretch like this and wave to the kids on the boat. Man, I love Disney. Delvin, you go to Disney? Are you a Disney guy?
Yeah, I love Disney. Disney's cool.
We're pass holders, so like with it being shut down, we usually go twice a month.
We had a weekend planned before all this started, and we had to cancel it. It sucked.
Our kids don't know what to do. They're like, when the fuck can we go back? It's been too long. We haven't been to Disney World, which I'm like, you spoiled-ass fucking kids. You don't even know what it's like.
Some people don't even go once in their whole life.
Yeah. Y'all are lucky. Fuck you.
They don't know.
But now I want to cancel my shit anyway, man. I don't want to go back to Disney World.
Why?
I don't know. Because you got motherfuckers running around there like Tom Hanks at Castaway and shit on the islands and shit.
You're not going to that island.
Yelling fucking Wilson. You don't know who's going to pop out of a fucking shrubbery.
Wilson!
Who cares? Let them live their life.
Wild Thornberries and them.
That's a callback.
That was a good show.
That was a good show.
I've never seen it, not once.
What? Nigel with them fucking teeth?
I've never seen it, not once.
You got the wild child.
I'm too old for that. That shit missed me. Even though Delvin knows about it,
they had a movie
and everything.
Mm-hmm. I know they had a movie.
How do you know if you don't know?
Because if you know.
Yeah, okay. You just said you don't know.
I know more than you know. Mm-mm. This is a weird argument.
You're weird.
This Sunday is Mother's Day, Delvin.
I am very well aware of that.
This episode's going to release on Mother's Day, so I would be hard pressed not to get some Florida woman stories.
Yeah. We're the craziest.
And shout out to the moms. The Florida moms.
All them breastfeeding babies.
Up in Ocala, a Florida woman begged to be arrested after being pulled over for DUI with her three children in the car.
This sounds accurate. Imagine, yeah.
The Marion County Sheriff's Office says that on Wednesday evening, a deputy pulled over 27-year-old Zantana Shante Cannon. Zantana's a G.I. Joe.
I
don't know about that.
Zantana's a G.I. Joe. I'm going to have to Google that. Hold on.
Zartan.
Zartan. That's what. Dude, I couldn't. If you had a gun to my head right now, I could not tell you what Zartan looked like, but I know that name. That name is ingrained on my hard drive. Well, I thought it was Zantana, but whatever. Zantana Shante Cannon, after witnessing her driving erratically, swerving and running a stop sign with her child in the car. Upon being pulled over, deputy said Cannon poured a bottle of wine out onto the floorboard of the passenger seat of her car. He also discovered that there were three children in the car. Deputy attempted to do field sobriety exercises with her, but the sheriff's office said that Cannon reacted by saying, quote, "No, I'm drunk. I'm telling you I'm drunk. Just put me in handcuffs. I ain't got time for all this shit."
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Whoa, that's true mom speak. Damn.
She did end up performing field sobriety exercises, but the deputy said she failed. Duh. She was arrested and blew blood alcohol content of 0.264 when God tested. Holy damn. Shit, 0.08 is the legal limit, 0.264.
Ooh.
That is what, 1, 2, 3 times
that's
the legal limit?
That's definitely child endangerment charge.
Well, she was charged with DUI and 3 counts of child neglect. Happy Mother's Day, Zartan. What would you say it was?
Zartan.
Happy Mother's Day, Zartan.
I get it, but drink at home. Drink at home.
I think that with this lockdown, she's had those three kids at the house for the last 8 weeks, and she this was her sacrificing herself. This was suicide by police officer. She was like, "I need to get the fuck out of this house and away from these kids. I'm going to fucking jail.
My husband see what it's like, man. That's how women think. Let him try to take care of three kids."
You're probably right.
But then make breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't know how many times a day I just say I don't care. Like when my son comes out and he's like, "Can I have muffins?" I don't care. "Can I have a hot dog for dinner? Can you make it yourself?" Yes, I don't care. Just fucking let me do my job. And then, you know, when I take a break, I'll do whatever I gotta do. But I'm like, I don't care.
I don't hate being essential right now.
I'm like, go in the pool.
I'm out in the world.
Go in the pool. Did you do your homework today? Well, I was going to, but I have until Tuesday. Bitch, no Xbox till it's fucking done. Go do your work.
I don't know what they... It's so weird, too, because, like, I got a buddy that told... His wife is a teacher in a different county, and he told me that they told them, and now this is completely, you know, like, hearsay, unsubstantiated, so don't come at me if this is fucking wrong, but he said that they told her that whatever the kids do for the rest of the year, given the circumstances, that they can't be failed. They have to fucking pass them.
I guess as long as they're trying to do something, if they're doing some kind of work, I get it. But they're also not doing them any favors.
Hell no.
The last project my older son did was complete dog shit. And he told me he got an A, and I said, "You didn't deserve an A."
No,
I said, "That's not fair to the other kids that tried harder than you." I said, "This isn't cool." He came at me today. He drew a map, and I told him to color it. And he told me, "Well, I gotta color it." I'm like, it's not if you gotta do it or not, but you still gotta do your best. I'm like, you're not gonna get through life being a lazy asshole. Go fucking color it a picture.
God damn! Is that a direct quote?
Yes. He's 10. I can fuck at him.
I can fuck at him. You want to make fuck at me?
I'll fuck at you.
Why you want to fuck at me? You want to fuck a Mr. Chow?
I thought you were no soup for me. I didn't know you were going Asian.
Whoa.
I thought it was no soup for you.
That's a testament to my skill.
Mm-hmm.
Or lack thereof.
Anyway, I get it, but drink at home, bitch.
Yeah.
Delvin, you've got a son, yeah?
I have a son and a daughter.
Son and daughter. How are they dealing with being at home doing school?
How old are they?
My son is 14. My daughter is 12.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So they're actually in the grade range where, like, they're doing, like, real work. Like,
right.
It's not just like, hey, you know.
And they miss their friends. And they probably want to hang out.
That's probably tough. Yeah. That's probably tough.
And they're pubertized.
Pubertized?
Yeah. That's a new word. Yeah.
It's fascinating because they both go to completely different schools. Like, my son goes to Jesus school, like a religious school and stuff like that. And my daughter goes to regular public school. And it's fascinating because I have to pay for my son's school.
Right.
Even though he's not there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in that boat.
So, I want to say the first 3 weeks of the pandemic, his mom was like, "You got to pay for the school." Like, what the fuck are we paying for? He's sitting at fucking home.
Yeah.
I'm paying him. Like, no. I said, this bitch needs to get on the computer and start teaching some shit. I'm not giving a motherfucking dime.
Hell yeah.
I told her the same thing. I was like, it's been how many weeks now? I was like, we've paid how much money? And he isn't even gone.
But it's to save his spot for like when things do go back to normal and I do have to go into the office eventually so he can still go there. Because technically he's in VPK.
When/if.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, it sucks. But I mean, at least Logan's teachers, he goes to a charter school. So I don't have to pay for his school, but I have to commit time. But now that they're not in school, I don't have to do that either. But his teachers still, they have Zoom classes every morning at 9. And I mean, they're still available to help with problems if they have them. So I feel like the school's done a good job. He's just being a lazy asshole.
I get emails from his teacher. I get emails from his teacher at like 3 in the morning. Like, that chick never sleeps.
No. Well, his teacher is like, she's nuts.
She is nuts.
She's teaching and then she's going to college and then she's doing like all this like volunteer stuff and then she's like fostering baby kittens. Like, she's just one of those people that just can't slow down. Like, she doesn't know what to do with herself. But I like her because she also puts them in their place. Like, I can hear her on the 9 a.m. meeting saying, what are you doing? Don't do that. Or like, she'll like be like, that's not important. Like, she'll fucking tell them like it is. Like, if they're saying something stupid, she'll fucking tell them, that's not important right now. Like, this is a business meeting. I don't want to see your cat.
It's a business
or your dog meeting. Or your little brother or whatever. This is all business.
I was going to say, yeah, that sounds like us. That's usually probably our kid.
Well, yeah. And that's why I tell Lucas to stay out of there. I'm like, 9 o'clock is Logan's business meeting. I told Logan to lock his door.
I got one more Florida mom I want to talk about, and then we're going to take.
Is it me?
You're not the one. And then we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get into some more delving shit on the backside.
Sweet.
But real quick, Lake County, Florida woman arrested for having virtual sex with her jailed boyfriend in front of her child.
Jesus.
Happy Mother's Day. Nicole Rescotti, 32, engaged in a virtual visit, in quotes, with partner Tathan Fields, 26-year-old, who was locked up for 15 years in jail on burglary and grand theft charges. After a review of Fields' prison phone calls, authorities said they discovered a video of Rescotti in a bathrobe on a bed when she began to masturbate when a young child can be seen in the room for the entire 12-minute clip.
How old was the child?
Well, the child's age and relationship to Rescotti are redacted from court documents.
It doesn't matter. We fucked in the same room as our young child before.
I was going to ask that.
What? Like, we're talking like baby, like when they're asleep,
right,
in the fucking
thing.
They
don't know shit's going on.
And I had to twist your fucking arm. I had to be like, it is fine. It's fine.
I know. I still felt weird about it, but the baby don't know.
I have a story about that.
Go
when
on.
When I was younger... A chick I dated wanted me to fuck her in the bed while the baby was literally right next to us.
In the bed?
In the bed.
That's damn it. That's like, a bit different.
We've done that.
When did we do that?
When we lived with my mom.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. It didn't happen. I don't remember.
You don't remember.
Hashtag CTE. I
remember.
I didn't do that one. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Okay.
I didn't do that one.
You can deny it.
I didn't do that one.
So did it happen?
No, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it?
I couldn't do it. Like, no.
They got to be in the pack and play or something, man. They got to be like in the crib or in the pack and play. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
On the same bed. Come on, man.
Yeah, this is like a fucking twin size bed. This bitch was broke.
Like, you know. Dude, it's fucking okay. On a broke twin mattress.
A twin size bed's a little small. This one was a bigger bed.
I envision you to be like a good 6'6 to 6'8. Am I wrong with
that
assessment?
Is that because he's
like
black?
6 foot.
You're 6 foot? No,
yeah, my brother's 6'4".
But I can see his build and his shoulder width, and I'm extrapolating down.
That's because you've been watching like Michael Jordan on fucking.
I have. Delvin, tell me you've been watching The Last Dance.
Yes, it's very good.
It's so good, right?
Very good. Michael Jordan's an asshole.
Always has. Always will.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get into this. Halfway through the video, Rescotti gets off the bed and goes to her closet and returns with a pink box per the records. While, quote, exposing her entire nude body, Rescotti continues to pleasure herself with an assortment of sex toys. She
Damn.
Went to the closet and got the pleasure chest in front of the kid.
I can't do, no.
It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to just be there. She's like, I need equipment. I'm ill-equipped for this situation.
She must have been planning on him to be in there before. Why would you have just a box of sex toys?
Well, it was her, like, standard issue box. It was her toolbox.
No, I know, but I don't have one of those. I don't understand how women just have those. Like, I could never use those on myself.
It's true. It's
like,
true.
I just don't get it.
I tried to have you be that person.
The vibrators, but not the dildos.
The child is seen walking around the room and talking, but it's
okay. So it's a little older than a baby.
Yeah,
it's unclear what's being said.
This kid was 13 years old,
right?
Jerking off in the corner.
Oh my god,
Mom, what are you gonna finish?
She cupped her kid with the oh my god, dude, come on. Riscotti's own computer screen displayed Fields masturbating as well, which could easily be viewed by the child. She was arrested and charged with felony of engaging in lewd and lascivious conduct in the presence of a minor. After posting $2,000 bond, Riscotti was freed and scheduled for arraignment. Fields has not yet been charged in connection with the felony, but while incarcerated, however, he was charged with masturbating during a prison class taught by a female instructor and accused of mailing a letter reported to contain anthrax to the Santa Rosa prosecution.
Anthrax is so 1990. When was that?
Anthrax in prison.
In jail. He made it, dude. This motherfucker's mad scientist jerking off and making anthrax and fucking where's this Lake County? That's North Florida. That's Jacksonville and shit, ain't
anthrax
it?
Is cum dust.
I don't know what to say.
Because you were just jerking off or whatever, making anthrax. It's fucking cum dust.
I saw just your light bulb go off, though, and that was nice. I saw your light bulb.
Okay, so the kid's walking around talking. They didn't say, like, how he's talking. Because, I mean, if you're talking, you're, like, so between one and two.
Couldn't make it out.
Right. So it was like, goo gaga, whatever, da-da-da-da. Like,
download between, me this off this app.
You're like between one and two. I mean, I still feel like that's it's okay age because they still don't fucking know.
No, that kid was in there like 7, 8 years old. Mom, can I have a juice box?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in your own box? I'll give you a minute.
What are you putting in? It's so black.
Oh, no.
It's so impossibly black.
Dude, I tell you, when we went to the sex toy store back, way back in the day, they had these, I mean, they've got to be like 5 inches around. Like
baby arms.
Baby, just like, I don't know, like double fisted, double dicks, whatever they are. They were like fists. I'm like, how does that fit in somebody? I still don't know.
The human body is a remarkable vehicle.
I guess. I don't think I'd want the thing in my butt, though. That is...
You went there. I don't know. Is that what it was geared for?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, God damn, I don't want to see what your shits look like.
On that note, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Delvin Cox in just a moment.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, Slackers. I'm Matt.
And I'm Jesse.
We host American Slacker, the show that keeps you updated on all of the weirdest news around the globe, along with what's going on in the world of Xbox, music and movie suggestions, and fun interactive games.
Every other week, we bring on interesting guests from all walks of life, from filmmakers to musicians, funeral directors to small business owners, and even Jeff Goldblum.
What? No, we never got Goldblum, man.
Oh, man can dream, can't he?
American Slacker Podcast. New episodes every Wednesday.
Available on Spotify, iTunes, and all of your smart devices. Or anywhere else, you know, you might happen to cop a podcast.
They're downloading MP3s, not buying an eighth. I'm shutting this shit down. That's it.
There you go.
Farm fresh mint floating at the top.
You're a farmer now. You got crops in them?
Yeah, looking at my crops.
Like Animal Crossing.
Dude, I love Animal Crossing.
We used to go deep on it. We talked about it a couple episodes ago, how we used to go deep on the GameCube one, and now it's like all the rage on the Switch, and I'm like, I'm not even opening that door.
He used to get mad at me because I'd go in and I'd switch the seasons, and then I'd switch him back before he got home, because it was like way back in the day when I didn't work because I had gotten bit by a dog, and I was at home rest. So
home rest.
So I would go, like, change the settings, and it'd be springtime, and I'd be fishing for cola cans, and he'd be like, how the fuck you got a cola can? You're cheating.
I would get, it was like legit anger. Like, mm-hmm. I would come home from work, and I'm like, how the fuck are you in winter? It's goddamn March right now. How the fuck are you in November? Why? Because you're only certain shit's available at a certain time. I'm like, how'd you do that? She figuring out how to change the internal clock on the GameCube and shit. I'm like, get the fuck out of here,
catching
man.
Catching all these bugs, butterflies.
You start pissing me off.
Going to see the raccoon. You got all kinds of rugs and shit.
That's a nice segue, though, Delvin. By the way, welcome back. We're back sitting here with Delvin Cox from the Delvin Cox Experience. But you have side projects.
Oh yeah, I have too many side projects.
I'm kind of following in your footsteps, man. You're kind of like a big brother, man. I'm seeing that.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. You're diversifying your portfolio, and I think that's a good idea. But tell me about some of your side projects, because I retweet the PlayStation thing all the time, begrudgingly, because I'm not a PlayStation guy, but I do it for you.
Yeah. I got a lot of side projects. Where do we start off with this?
Well, she came in with video games, and I'm like, that's perfect. Thank you.
Well, let's start with the PlayStation Experience. I do the PlayStation Experience podcast, which is on the PSVG network, which I've been friends with those guys for quite a long time. And what happened was they went to reboot their PlayStation podcast with new hosts and stuff like that. Their network's getting pretty big. They got like recognized on like Twitch and other video gaming websites and stuff like that.
Sweet. Okay.
So when they wanted to reboot their PlayStation podcast, they've always wanted me to be kind of part of their podcast network, but my podcast doesn't necessarily fit into that because my podcast is my podcast.
You're a rogue, man. I respect that. You just, yeah. You're a Ronin. You just do your own thing. Samurai.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Shout out, and
shout out Jeremy Renner. He's my boy.
Whatever.
So they were like, yeah, man, we're doing this PlayStation podcast. Would you be interested in becoming a member of it? I'm like, yeah, sure. And they said, this is what got me to do it. They were like, I'm like, what time do you record? Sundays at 9 a.m. I'm like, fuck, I'm not doing nothing on Sundays at 9 a.m.
Wow.
That's actually perfect. That's actually perfect. Like, that time could not have been a better time for me to record something.
Nice. Well, what do you guys do? Is it like upcoming stuff or like reviews or like walkthrough type things? Or like, what do you do with it?
Okay, this is the whole thing about this podcast. Now, I don't know if you ever heard about like a lot of video game podcasts or anything like that.
No, no.
My whole thing that I've heard on video game podcasts, they're kind of boring as shit. Because they're like, they talk about video game news and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. It's very dry though, yeah?
Yeah, we do that too, but I talk about it from the point of a fan.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
In terms of, I don't want to get too serious about it and, oh, there's 25 teraflops in this game. All that bullshit. No.
Teraflops.
Like, yo, let's talk about video games, what makes video games fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I do with the video. And sometimes we don't even necessarily talk about video games. We talk about stuff that we like.
Mm-hmm.
And Delvin,
what's interesting about this podcast is it's one of the most diverse podcasts I've been on. And probably one of the most diverse podcasts out there.
How so?
Because the main host, Devin, black guy from LA.
Okay.
My other co-host, Haley, a transgender woman from Canada.
Okay.
Okay.
And then there's me.
Black man from Miami. Yeah. You just regular smegula.
Yeah. So it kind of comes off really interesting us having these conversations that kind of get off the walls, and all us have three completely different point of views about video games stuff. But it's pretty cool and pretty interesting
to have
these conversations, especially when, like I said, one of my co-hosts is transgender.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about video games and certain things, video games, certain issues come up. You have debates about them. Like, it's pretty cool. It's pretty fascinating hearing my perspective, mm-hmm, her perspective, and Dev's perspective.
Now, do you guys play while you're podcasting, or do you guys play together and then talk about how you play? Or
no, I'm not playing video games with those fuckers.
So you guys just play individually and then talk about it?
Look, I'm very antisocial when it comes to playing video games. Like, I don't like playing Fortnite and all that other stuff and mm-hmm playing with other bunch of people. I like playing my video games by myself and quiet time and peace time. But we just talk, like, the main thing we talk about video game news mostly.
Okay.
And how we feel about it. Like for example, the PS5 and when it's going to come out and stuff like that.
Oh, he's waiting for the Cube to come out for Xbox.
Yeah, I'm on the other team. I'm team Xbox.
Nothing wrong with that. I have an Xbox One X too.
See, we can agree. We can come together. We can be on opposite teams and we can come together. See, like my boy Adam Simmons that you just recently had on your show, he's team PlayStation and he won't go to Xbox. It's the bad word. He won't touch it. He won't touch it.
Xbox is all I know.
It's all because I'm the kind of the opposite of Delvin. Like I got my game to play with my friends. And back when I got Xbox and when I got, you know, onto Xbox, they had the better online experience. You know, like if you wanted to play with your friends and whatever, it just mm-hmm it just worked better. So I got it and stuck. I used to have PlayStation. I played PlayStation 2, PlayStation
I original. Was always Nintendo because I like Mario and I like all those kinds of games.
Right.
But when I did like PlayStation because they had DDR. I used to play Dance Dance Revolution like a freak.
I'd play that all the time.
Jack and Daxter.
Jack and Daxter. So there was a time when we did have a PlayStation.
Well, there was a time when I was the manager of a GameStop. So we had, at the time, we had all the systems.
We had Super Nintendo, PlayStation. Well,
all the systems that were out. It was when the original Xbox, GameCube, and PS2 had all launched. And we had, all that shit in the house just because I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've always liked video games.
May not have robbed a game from.
I'll come in and watch him play. He's playing something. What's it called? Something with the world? Was it the one you're playing?
Right now, I'm playing an Xbox game that's on Game Pass called Journey to the Savage Planet, and it's not that it's great or anything, but it's like kind of like a sandbox game where you can jump in and jump out, and if I've got 15 minutes, I can sit down and I can do something and fuck around with it, and then just turn it off. And
I gotta try that one.
It's fine. It's not great, but it's not bad. You know, I like
to come pop in here because now that we have the studio room, he'll play his games in here. He has his Xbox in here. So sometimes I'll pop in and just watch him play. I'm like, oh, what's that do? I'm like, a little alien jizz over there. What does that do? Why are you eating that orange shit? Like, what does that do? You know?
Do you play Gears?
I did. I haven't played Gears 5. I was a big Gears guy, and that was always my argument between Xbox and PlayStation, because I was like, look, I can get the same shit that you can get. Like, you know, I've got the Madden, I've got the 2K, I got the Battlefield, all that same shit. It's all multi-platform. But then when you get down to the online proprietary shit, I like Halo. I like Gears. I like, you know, I like the Xbox titles. But then PlayStation flipped it at one point too, where, like, you know, they came out, I think God of War was the first one they came out where I was truly jealous I couldn't play. I was like,
God of War's fantastic.
That game looks fucking awesome.
And I'm still, to this day, I've never played a God of War. And, you know, it's same thing with, like, Uncharted and I think, like, Last of Us. Like, there's a lot of PlayStation games that I wish I could have played, but they're all single player. And I was balls deep in multiplayer shit, so it just never was a priority for me.
Well, I have a question for you then. You have a computer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get PlayStation Now.
What's that?
It's like, you know, it's like Game Pass for PlayStation.
And you can play on your PC.
You
could
just play a bunch of stuff on the computer?
On your PC, yeah.
Wow.
It's $50 a year, I think if I'm correct.
Dang.
And you can play all the Uncharted games. You can play, it's a whole bunch of stuff on the Spider-Man for PS4.
It's worth considering. I mean,
computer would not allow you.
This is definitely not a gaming computer.
We would need, Logan would be ecstatic. He's been asking for a gaming computer for like the last 3 years. I'm like, do you have like $3,000? Because that's what a good one would cost.
You don't need a that strong of a computer because it mostly streams the games.
Okay.
So you might be able to look into it and do it.
I might consider that because recently, last season, or maybe the start of this season of Rick and Morty, one of the commercials was like a Rick and Morty commercial for a PlayStation game, and it was dude, and he had like a baby and an embryo in a jar or something, and he was walking across. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what game you're talking about. It's one game on PlayStation that's made by the creator of Rick and Morty, and there's actually a Rick and Morty game that's for PlayStation VR.
Well, no, it wasn't a Rick and Morty game. It was just a commercial for the game, and I think it was actually Daryl from The Walking Dead was the character.
He was.
Oh, you're talking about Death Stranding.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. That was recently, because I haven't been a big gamer. I'll be honest with you. I haven't played as many games as I usually do, and it's just time restraints. You know, like
even balls deep in podcasting.
Well, I was gonna say I hate when people say I don't have time, because you got time to do whatever the fuck you want to do. You just choose to do whatever you're gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I record 3 shows now. You know, and I have to watch things for content for those shows, and you know, spend time with my wife and my kids, and now we're in a new house.
Yeah,
and,
that's nice. You know, things. Like, spend time with us.
I try to carve out a little bit of time for you. I mean, but that's why you're on the podcast, because this is our time now.
No, yeah, I know. I never complain, because he does what he needs to do as a husband and a father. So what he wants to do in his other time is up to him.
That being said, I'm trying to focus more on the shows and stuff. And I mean, like, because, you know, Creatures of the Night is like my new thing, which I think you're coming on with us next week.
Dude,
am I right?
That's going to be a fun time. I want to be on your show.
Dude, looping back to the very beginning, when you said your grandma was into conspiracies, I was like, bring her fucking with you to Creatures of the Night. Bring your fucking grandma, please.
That'd be awesome.
Come on, Grandma Cox. Come on and talk to me about some Anunnaki shit, dude. Come on, please. Or is she more deep state? Because then she'd have to talk to Jason Almy. I'm the cosmic, you know, fucking woo-woo planetary shit. Jason's the CIA government shit.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother is, whatever you put in front of her, she will believe if you put it in a good font.
In a good font.
Like, fucking Cooper Sands all day.
Like, nice, look at you.
Like, if you make that shit look believable enough, she'll believe that shit.
That's funny. That's funny.
I love old people on the internet.
Yeah. Do you?
No.
What are you playing now? What's your game that you're playing now? I mean, like, I know you don't. You said you don't play with them, but do you play for like content for like things to talk about and like report back on?
Oh, I talk about sometimes the games I'm playing right now. I have this cool thing I bought on online. It's this big arcade stick.
Okay, like an old school, like classic thing.
Yeah, it's about the size of my desk.
Oh, no,
but it has all of the old arcade games on it.
What, like Space Invaders and shit?
Space Invaders, Street Fighter 1, 2, Pac-Man. 3.
Street Fighter
2. Pac-Man.
Ninja Turtles is my favorite arcade game. And I'm
Turtles
it has
time.
That on there.
Turtles in Time.
Dude, yes. That was so good.
It has that on there. It has the Simpsons arcade game.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
Michael Jackson Moonwalker.
Shut. Oh, yeah, it was all time,
I've
man.
Never played that.
You never played it? Oh,
no.
Shit, that was fucking killer, no. Dude. Kids such don't know, game. Like, and I hate when I get on these old man soapboxes about what the kids are missing out on, but, like, they don't know the experience of, like, not everybody had a system, a gaming console right. in their house. Right. And, like, it was a whole thing, like, when, like, Friday night meant you were going to Blockbuster to get a movie, like, it was a whole thing. Like, you want to play some games? You fucking went to a physical room at the mall, and you went to an arcade, and you walked in, and it smelled kind of weird, and, like, you might run into somebody you might know, and,
right.
like, there was a whole posturing thing, too, where, you know, like, you put your quarters up on the screen, like, I got next,
I got
bitch.
Next.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. Well, the only time that we played arcade games was if when we went to the bowling alley, because we're old white people, so we would always
speak
be
for
at the
yourself,
bowling
man.
Alley.
I did my thing. Speak
and we
for
would
yourself.
Do the arcade at the bowling alley.
I used to run shit on NBA Jam Tournament Edition. You remember those like SNK games, like those fighting games, like Art of Fighting and shit like that? Those were my jam, dude.
Fatal Fury.
Hell yeah, Fatal Fury, Samurai Showdown, all that shit, dude. Nice. I used to love them things, man. Those and NBA Jam, that was my thing. I used to run shit.
We used to have an arcade in our basement when we lived in Hammond, and it was just a Space Invaders arcade game, but it was so cool as shit.
Like a stand-up? Like a cabinet?
Yeah, like a cabinet, and they rigged it to where we didn't have to put the quarters in, and then we would just sit in the basement and play, and then we had a jukebox, so we'd listen to music on the jukebox while we played Space Invaders. White privilege.
You realize that one of your uncles probably stole that from a bar, right?
Probably.
Have you seen the arcade cabinets they sell now at Walmart?
Yeah, for
yeah,
like $300
yeah.
bucks
those
or
little,
whatever.
They're almost like half,
cool.
half cabinets, though. They're
Dude,
almost like
they used to
like
have those
size.
At the hospital. My sister, when she was real young, had meningitis, so we have to go to the hospital a lot, and they had one of those sitting there, and we'd sit and play Pac-Man and shit together when we went and visited her.
I watched a YouTube video about how to make your own cabinet and like PC inside it, you know, with all the ROMs and emulators and shit. Like, I thought about doing that.
Did you do that? I would love to do that because I like wiring stuff.
It takes, I think, but the reason why I decided against it was the amount of time and effort. Like, the juice wasn't worth the squeeze.
See, and that's the kind of stuff that I like. So maybe you pick out what you want in the cabinet, and then I can do all the
everything.
Circuit breaker
when
stuff. When
it comes to putting
stuff.
A whole PC tower in there, you get everything. Everything goes in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's something we can do together. I think it'll be fun.
Well, fine. Fuck it. Then you heard it here first. We're going to build an arcade cabinet. And I'm going to put Delvin's picture on the side to commemorate it.
Well, we're going to have to make a deadline for February from all the guys come down in February for the Super Bowl that's coming to
Super
Tampa.
Duper. Yeah,
maybe
which,
Delvin
hey,
could
motherfucker, you are local. How far away is Miami to here? Four
Seven
hours?
7 hours?
Nah, ain't no goddamn 7 hours. You are high as giraffe pussy. That shit, I could get to Miami in 4 hours right now.
Another reason why I don't know, we have not gone yet.
Hey, next February, Super Bowl's in our backyard in Tampa. You are more than welcome, sir.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a good idea.
The whole inner circle will be here. Mm-hmm. Riley from The Plunge, when Tom Brady got announced that he was going to the Bucks, bought Buccaneer season tickets living in New England. So he actually, he's a Tampa Bay season ticket holder. He hit me up today and was like, hey, did you see the new schedule? Any games catch
God,
a ride?
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, are you going to come down and take me on a date to a Bucks game? Fuck yeah,
well,
dude,
then,
let's do this shit.
And then you got Gronk coming out of retirement.
Oh, he's happy as a pig in shit, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love Gronk. We call the little one Baby Gronk because he gives no fucks and he's an idiot. And I just love him to death. He just throws his body anywhere, doesn't give a fuck. We call him Baby Gronk. Eats cold pizza for breakfast, like, don't care.
It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun. Riley told me, he's like, are you prepared for me to be half living at your house this fall? Because I'm going to be down, you know, every other weekend for Bucks games.
I would love if Riley came to live with us part-time.
I was like, player, let me tell you what. Bucks games are super fun. Tampa has some very hot women, and they don't put on their clothes when they go to football games, and you're going to impregnate one of them in the parking lot of the Raymond James Stadium this fall. You're going to be living here by next year. That's my fucking prophecy. I've decreed
it. He's smarter than that. He works for Tony Stark.
He's knocking up some girl that's trailer park hot at a fucking Bucks Saints game this fall. Mark my words. I'm putting it down right now.
We'll see.
Right fucking now.
But it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a great time.
The other time the Super Bowl was here, we went to the combines and stuff when we went down to the stadium, and that was a really good time.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're going to do all that again this year because everything that's happened.
Hopefully. I mean, hopefully it doesn't get pushed back and everything because of the corona everything and all going that. On. And even if it doesn't.
I guess we'll find out because football season should be starting soon.
They issued a schedule. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's...
So September, right? It starts up, like preseason and stuff?
They said it's supposed to be on time, right?
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
I mean, it's all subject to change, but I mean... I saw a graphic today, too, talking about the Bucks. The Bucks get Tom Brady. Over the last, I think, 20 years, it said they've had 17 primetime games in 20 years. This year alone, they've got 5.
I believe it.
just by getting Tom Brady. That's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Is he going to be the starter then?
Yeah, absolutely. Jameis left. He plays for the Saints now.
Well, I know, but I didn't know who was second string and who was playing.
Nobody.
How's Jimmy Clausen doing?
Fucking pumping gas somewhere.
Jimmy Clausen was the only Notre Dame quarterback that I knew.
Fucking pumping gas somewhere.
Well, I knew him and Golden Tate, but he was a receiver.
Yeah. And he actually did okay.
Yeah. Go Notre Dame.
But your PlayStation podcast, I meant to, while you were saying it, it sounds a lot like the Inner Circle Sports that I do. Because we go there to, you know, talk about sports, end quotes, and we end up talking about, you know, everything.
All kinds of shit.
You know, I mean, Delvin sat with us a couple weeks ago, and we did a March Madness bracket of the hottest cartoon characters, and Delvin's like, well, what the fuck am I doing? Am I here?
Well, what was yours, Delvin? What was your hottest cartoon character? Mine's always Jessica Rabbit.
I think she won. She won her matchup.
Yeah.
I think Jessica Rabbit, Princess Jasmine.
Yeah, she's one.
That's a lot.
Ariel.
It is a lot.
Ariel's up there. It. Crazy redhead, hot body.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be fun.
See, now I'm trying to think about it now. Dexter's Laboratory's mom. Dexter's mom from Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the last bracket that they did was, I think he, what did he call it? He called it, it's not the side piece. I forget what he called it.
I think he did call it side piece.
Side piece region. I forget, but it had all the moms in it. It had the Mrs. Incredible.
Yeah, because we're always underestimated. Dude, Mrs. Incredible's got like an incredible ass. Like,
she was the one seed. Yeah, she was the one seed. And I think she won by a resounding vote. She
was good. Dude, when we went to Disney this last time, she was, remember Logan wanted to take a picture with her?
The costume. They made the costume have a big ass.
They did. She was like...
It's ridiculous.
And then I was like, come on, you want to take a picture with her? He's like, no, he got all shy. I'm like, it's okay. He's getting to that age, man.
One of the other side projects that you're working on that I specifically wanted to ask you about, I don't really know about. I've just kind of seen. It's kind of like top secret under wraps. I've seen some tweets about it, and I kind of am putting things together because I'm in some side chats and whatever. You have something, I think it's a game show you're working on?
Yeah, actually it is. I came up with an idea a while back. I want to say about 6 months ago.
Okay.
Of a game show where it's about our culture, and it's the whole idea of the game show is that we get somebody on of the opposite race, and we ask them questions specifically about the race.
Oh no, that sounds like a disaster. Okay, so
paint me a picture. So I'm a white guy. I'm a white guy, and I'm on the show. You're going to ask me a question.
So they're going to ask you, what is crumping?
I don't know. What is it?
It's like
is that a dance?
You haven't seen that? Is that a dance? Dave Chappelle skit on the Chappelle Show?
They did it for Community when they were doing it in Community when you're watching at the end of the show because they were crumping.
I don't remember.
They were dancing. They were going like,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I would have got it right. I said dancing, but I almost thought it might have been something to do with food, though.
I didn't say dumpling. Yeah. White ass.
I don't know.
The whole concept of it is meant to be in fun and have fun with, but it's also meant to teach everybody about each other's culture.
I love it.
And have fun with it.
Bring some awareness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have silly questions in it, and then we'll have like a serious question. And so it's going to be kind of like a fun take on a game show.
So it's like, what is crumping? And then the next question going to be like, where did Rosa Parks sit?
Yes. I love something it. Like that.
I love it.
I kind of like that, man. I mean, I'm sure you can. It'll make some people uncomfortable. I mean, like squirming, like you don't want to say the wrong thing. You know, am I going to make Delvin mad at me? You know? That probably would make it.
That's what's going to make it fun because.
I'll be on your show.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
I'll be on your show.
Well, what happened was I was talking to Jody B about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I want to say last week. Because when I first mentioned the idea, he was like, this is a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Of course. And then, dude, Jody loves race relations, dude. Yeah.
So when I brought it back up to him again, I said, you know what? This idea keeps coming up in my head. He was like, yeah, it's really good. And then we just started shooting each other ideas about the show and stuff like that. And it's kind of off to the races now. We've come up with a whole concept and questions and everything for the show.
Oh, Jody's working with you on it?
Yeah, we're working to work on it together.
Nice.
Well, let me know if you need anybody because I am there.
There you go.
Definitely.
You go. If you need a basic ass white bitch, I mean,
hey, I'll bring my mojitos.
You got Duchess all day. She's number one draft pick.
I think this is going to be a fun show, and I think it's going to be a show where people can come on and have fun and feel free to learn and make mistakes at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know,
100%.
And see, the original concept was to have white people on answer questions about black culture. Mm-hmm. But we've expanded on it so much where it's going to be just different races and different ethnicities on it in general.
You got to get Jason Almey on there because that motherfucker thinks he's Chinese.
He does.
You got to get Jason Almey on there. He thinks he's fucking he thinks he's real life Iron Fist, dude. He's like, I went to Tibet and I'd be riding yaks and I know Buddha. Like, dude, get him the fuck on there, please. Please.
Yes. Like, that makes you a bougie white dude and don't make you Chinese.
She thinks he's Iron Fist, dude. Fucking Danny Rand and them.
Well, he was the worst of the Marvel series.
I know.
Netflix.
Of all the ones to be, he's the worst one.
Fucking yeah, Danny Iron Rand.
Iron Fist
and
shit. Was fucking awful.
He was sexy, but the show was terrible.
You said that about everything.
It was so, it got curls. Me so mad because I love the Heroes for Hire comic book series.
Yeah.
And that show was so bad, they fucked up the Heroes for Hire TV show. I'm like,
you can't.
Well, I guess we're not getting that now.
You know what? It's funny you mentioned that. Do you have Disney Plus?
Yes, I do.
Did you see that the Nick Fury show is coming out next week?
It is?
Yeah. It's.
When's the Hawkeye show coming?
No, long time. Mm-hmm. I was a little disappointed because I heard that it's going to be animated.
What?
But I try to reserve judgment after Spider-Verse because Spider-Verse was so awesome that like I'm never going to look at like animated like with a slight ever again.
Be left in the dust.
And I think it's going to be the same type of animation.
So, I like that
as Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. It starts next Friday. It's the Nick Fury Files. I don't know anything about it, but he's got his own show. And I think that they pushed it that way. I never heard anything about it until they said it was coming out. And I think they did that because of everything having to get pushed back because of the corona.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're fitting to watch it.
Hell yeah, we're going to watch that shit.
I love Marvel.
Yeah. Disney Plus has gotten me through this virus so much. Like watching Mandalorian and watching the Clone Wars series finish up.
I heard that's really good, and I've never started it. I mean, like
we watched the Mandalorian. We haven't seen the Clone Wars. Mandalorian was awesome.
Clone Wars, I've never looked at. I mean, and again,
that was an animated series.
Yeah, it's. I was going to say it's a cartoon, but it's not a cartoon. It's like almost like Pixar style. Yeah,
right.
If you want to watch it, there's something on Disney Plus in like a little section they have for the Clone Wars series that tells you Clone Wars essential episodes, and it has every essential episode to watch in that series in order.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice. So you just watch those episodes and get the whole idea of it.
See, because I like Star Wars. I always have, you know, since I was a kid. I remember dubbing Empire Strikes Back off of my neighbor and watching the tape, you know, all the time. I love Star Wars even from back in the day. I just never was that guy that was like, super fucking hardcore Star Wars. Like, I just liked it.
And I didn't know what it was until I met you and you introduced me to it. And I'm still confused. It is so much to follow the old ones, the new ones, the prequels, the sequels, all that stuff.
That makes no sense.
The movies are good.
You went almost, 18 years of your life and you didn't know what Star Wars was? Is that what you're saying to me?
I knew what it was. I've never seen the movies.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I didn't go on dates with nobody.
Yeah, Delvin.
You were my only, date.
Motherfucker. This week, Back to the Future trilogy comes out on Netflix, and I played it just in the background. We were painting. We were painting our living room, and I threw Back to the Future on just for, like, background, because it's all time. That's, like, one of my all-time favorites. And I don't have to watch it. I just, you know, I can hear it. I know what's going on. I've seen it so many goddamn times. That was literally the second time that she's ever seen it. I made her watch it when the fucking trilogy came out on DVD back in like 2001, and that was the first time she'd seen it, and this was literally the second. She's asking me questions. Like, who's that? Why is he doing that? And she's laughing like she heard shit for the first time. I'm like, you've seen this before, yeah?
I love Back to the Future.
I don't know why I've never seen it. When we were growing up, we just never went to the movies. It wasn't really something that we did. I didn't really start going to the movies till I met him when I was 18 years old. Like, we just, that's not something that we did. We were like, I call it like we were secret poor. Because we didn't, like, I didn't know we were poor. But we didn't do like anything. We had McDonald's maybe once a year. My mom always cooked. We never went out anywhere. I mean, we'd go to my Boosh's house. That's about it. And we'd go to like family Christmases and stuff. But we never went. Like, we saw Beauty and the Beast when it came into the theater. But literally, that was the only movie that I remember seeing in a theater when I was a kid.
It's a shame. That
like even a when I was a teenager.
Secret I went. It sounds like an episode title to me.
Well, even when I was a teenager, I never went. Like, that's not something that we did. I think I went to the drive-thru a couple times, but it wasn't for anything I remembered. I don't even remember what movie. Yeah. What'd I say?
Drive-thru.
Oh, I go to that a lot. But I mean, I don't even remember what I've seen in the drive-in.
I'll tell you what, last time I went to the drive-in was for The Matrix 1 and Austin Powers 2 on a double feature.
Jesus, Austin Powers 2 was terrible.
Are you fucking high? Shut the fuck up. I'm turning your mic off right now. Take that back. Take it back. Take it fucking back. No, it wasn't. It was. It sure was not. I don't remember the one it was.
Goldfinger was the third one, I think.
Yeah. Okay, when he ate the skin flakes, because that was fucking gross.
Number 2 was the best one.
I don't remember it then.
Yeah, you take that shit back. I'm turning your fucking mic off. Because
my dad, he was like, hey, it's your Faja. That's where he got that shit, was Goldfinger.
I know, and that's why I don't like it.
He'd be like, hey, it's your Faja.
What's the show called? What's the game show called? Do you guys have a name or a working title or anything?
Let me look it up real quick.
You got to check his notes.
Tony came up with a name. Oh, it's a good name.
Is it a good name?
It's a really good name.
Jody's very good with that stuff.
Jody is a lot smarter than people give him credit for.
That's because he lives in the fucking, where does he live? Hillbilly town?
Arkansas. Yes.
Yeah, Arkansas.
I'll tell you something that I've learned about Jody. When Jody is excited about something, get the fuck out of his way. Because when he's excited about something, he's going to put his all into it.
Yeah.
But to get him excited about something takes a little bit. So if you've got him, man, if you got him, ride that lightning.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening right now. He's super excited about it. And cultural appreciation, that's what it's going to be called.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah, it's a simple, good name.
And you're gonna launch that on its own feed, or how are you handling that? Is that going to come out on Delvin Cox?
I think it's going to be a YouTube series, probably.
I like it.
Perfect. Fucking perfect, dude.
Yeah. I'm going to be just the host. I'm going to try to figure out a way to get like a game show suit. Have the whole...
fucking get Steve Harvey board style. On here.
Dude, you got to get a wig of some sort.
Oh, no.
You got to get a wig of some sort, dude.
What kind of wig?
Like a Charlie Murphy-esque wig. Like Charlie Murphy used to show up with them fucking wigs, dude. Come on, man. You got to do that for me. A flat top?
What's Charlie Murphy wig? Not the Jerry Curl.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, no.
Kind of like a...
Like Coming to America style?
Like a wet wave, we'll call it.
Jesus Christ.
Well, maybe I'll...
Do not get that wig.
go to Steve Harvey beard.
You got no, he's like mustache. That's got to be fake. His mustache has got to be fake.
He just ferments the shit out of his lip, dude.
Oh, my God.
And his teeth are impossibly white. His teeth are the whitest teeth I've ever seen, ever.
Mm-hmm.
They do something to that shit.
Yeah, it's called bleach.
Yeah, his teeth have white privilege.
That is the truth.
Delvin, you kick off your podcast with a 5 for 5. You do five questions to get the ball rolling. And I like that. And I've thought about stealing it numerous times, but I don't think I could get away with stealing it and no one would know. But we've recently gotten into the pod decks. I got some pod decks from your boy B-Rob. I think they're one, okay, of his, cool. They're one of his sponsors. And it's kind of the same premise. So what we have been doing for, you know, like we don't do it every show, but, you know, we'll end the show and I'll shuffle the pod deck and just draw some random questions. So okay, if you're cool with that, man, that's how we'll wrap things up tonight. I just need you to pick black or blue.
Always bet on black.
Always bet on black. That was a test and you passed. Grab this black pod deck here. Shout out to Wesley Snipes, passenger 57. That joke's never going to get old.
Damn right.
We're going to shuffle this up. We're going to pick some pod decks and wrap things up here, wind down here with Mr. Delvin Cox. Delvin, I again, thank you for sitting with us tonight, man. It's been a blast.
Yes, it has been.
Next time, don't wait so long.
It's yours. You're so, you got invited.
I know what it is. It was a joke.
Oh, okay.
You stepped on two now. That's strike two.
Sorry.
All right.
I've been on strike two for a lot of years.
Two and a half, player. You see me shuffle it. We're going to pick one right off the top. If you could ask one person one question and they had to answer truthfully, what would you ask? And to who?
Who? That's a good question.
It's kind of a big
caveat.
It's a big question.
No, it's kind of, no caveat. It's just what would you ask? And,
living
and,
or dead?
No, no, nothing like that. I guess it could be anybody and they have to answer truthfully.
You know what? I'd ask Michael Jackson, did he molest children?
Wow, that's a good one. But you already know the answer, dude.
Why would I don't.
Come on. Walks like a duck. Come on, man.
No, because see, the whole thing about Michael Jackson is, my whole thing about Michael Jackson is that I see the stories and some of them sound convincing, but then some of them sound like complete bullshit.
Some of them probably are.
I'm with you. And with anything like that, I'm sure some people saw what other people were doing and just decided they were going to shoot their shot and see if it sticks to the wall.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm sure there is some fuckery there, but I think
it's weird.
He's damaged, or he was damaged.
He was damaged. His dad was an asshole.
Whatever. Growing up the way he grew up, he was obviously a damaged human. So right. I think mentally he was a child in an adult's body.
But none of the other brothers and sisters molested kids.
But none of the other brothers got to his level of fame. None of the other
Janet Jackson did.
Janet did, but not he was the king of pop. But you know what?
If she molested young boys, then nobody's gonna talk about it.
This is the double standard. Yeah, let Janet Jackson molest me. Fuck, I asked for it.
My whole thing with Michael is this: if somebody were to tell me he molested kids, I'm probably like, okay, I can see that happening. If somebody were to tell me definitively he didn't molest kids, I'm like, okay, I can believe that too. Mm-hmm. It's such a weird situation with him because he had such a fucked up life.
Yeah, yeah. He was created. He was a product of that, his childhood.
Yeah, and it feels like, part of me feels like he wouldn't be capable of doing it because he has such a childlike mind.
But maybe he's an adolescent mind where they're still curious. Even though he had a childlike mind, he doesn't see himself as being that older man molesting this younger child. He sees them as equals. And they're curious
that's
equals.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
And that's the thing that kind of makes me question it. But I definitely want to know the answer because I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan.
That was what I was going to ask you. Does this, like, will you still rock Smooth Criminal? Or, like, are you, like, one of those where it's like, I have to stop playing it because of, you know, the Michael things, you know?
I still rock it, but it would be different to me. You know what I mean? In terms of, like for example, the whole R. Kelly thing, I don't care about canceling R. Kelly because I don't give a fuck about R. Kelly anyway. I wasn't a big R. Kelly fan of his music.
How dare you, Delvin Cox?
That 13-year-old asked for it.
I will say this until the end of time. I don't give a fuck. I know he did it. He was peeing on little kids, but Ignition, the remix to Ignition, is a fucking jam, and I will play that with the top down, driving alongside the goddamn beach every fucking summer. The remix to Ignition is all fucking time. It's got nothing to do with peeing on the kids. I can separate the art from the artist. Shout out to fucking Comedy is Dead. I still think that the Cosby Show is all fucking time, even though Bill's a fucking rapist. I know that, but I can watch
the Cosby
it.
Show. I wasn't a big fan of the Cosby Show.
How dare you, Delvin?
I more or less like Sanford and Son and the Jeffersons. While on the Cosby Show, I'm like, that shit's fake.
Jeffersons is real black people. The Cosby's was black white people.
Exactly. That's just how I look at like
lawyer and a doctor. Come on,
like, George Jefferson. Even Uncle Phil, which I've said before, that Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
Those black shows I relate to a lot more because Uncle Phil felt like a black guy who came from the hood, did something with himself, made a better life for himself and his kids.
Sure.
And wanted them to be better. Didn't want them to go to where, whereas Bill Cosby's Cosby Show, he felt like a white guy who just was successful, mm-hmm. just happened to be black.
Right. And then you got the other one coming at you with a belt. And you're like, I could relate to that. I got the fucking belt. So that was real shit for me.
Sanford and Son was my jam too. I like mm-hmm. that, but that was like the class beforehand. That was like in the '70s. So like dude, that was the class before.
I remember
Bill.
The one episode that I just remember vividly is when one of the guys had their friends come over and the Sanford. Well, I don't remember what the dad's name was.
Fred Sanford.
Fred. So the son's friend came over and
Lamont
was it, and the dad whipped him with the belt, and but he was the friend. And the guy was like, that's just how we do things here. But nobody cared.
Wait, that was his son's name, right? Lamont?
Yes, it was.
Okay,
it
was God.
I was super fucking sure about myself. And then she her reaction made me second guess.
Well, because I didn't know what the friend's name was. Because he hit the friend with the belt, not the son.
Oh, shit. No, I didn't know that.
He hit the friend with the belt, not the son. And the son was like, you don't disrespect whatever. That's what happens here.
Hell yeah. Shout out to the 70s,
so I'm
man.
Like, that's the real shit. It's like you treat kids like they're your own.
It's Red Fox with two X's, player.
That's right. Because yeah. That's why one of my friends who's about 9 years younger than me, her name's Christine. When our kids go over there, she has no problem telling my kid that he's an idiot when he's acting like an idiot. And I 100% respect that because I have.
I endorse this message.
I do, because I feel like, you know, they used to say it takes a village. I still believe in that wholeheartedly. Don't be afraid to tell my kid that he's being a dick if he's being a dick. You know, because I would do the same for you. But I just thought that's one episode that really stuck out for me because I believe in that message. Like, it takes a village.
It really does.
You know what I mean?
That's good,
or
baby.
Or am I just ranting?
No, that's good. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Thanks for the confidence.
We're going to pull one more and then we're going to get out of here. This one is a recurring. I shuffle this fucking thing and this always comes up. Delvin, what's left on your bucket list? Or do you have a bucket list?
I do. I want to say hosting a talk show.
Well, you do that, sir. So you've made it already.
Like on a grand scale, like Jimmy Fallon type level.
I can see you doing that.
I can too. Mm-hmm. I can too. Let's get in our time machine and let's give you some puffy pants and a high top fade and you can be Arsenio, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. like Arsenio Hall.
But it's like, what do you do to do that? Do you have to go to school and hope you're like
noticed? Luck. That's complete showbiz luck. That's your you're a stand up or you're some sort of,
you know what?
You've got some sort of body of work that they can be like, you know what? He's a draw. He can do this. He's non threatening.
Well, I feel like maybe that this show that him and Jody are putting together could maybe be his outlet, because if it gets to the right people. And he does a great job hosting, which I know he will, then maybe that could be the break.
It's true, Delvin.
You know what I mean? Like, that's all it takes. And that's why you just got to share the shit out of stuff.
Yeah.
And hopefully it gets in the right hands.
That's why we do what we do.
I mean, there's the media and the internet is a curse and a blessing at the same time, because you could just send this stuff to @JimmyFallon whatever on Twitter and say, hey, watch my shit. He might watch your shit and be like, hey, this guy's really good. So you never fucking know.
Yeah, it's always fascinating how that works out, because you never know what can happen. Who gets found?
Ellen takes all kinds of people from the internet.
Now you just lost it. You spent all this time building up your credibility, and you just fucking lost it by saying, "Goddamn Ellen, get the fuck out of here."
I mean, because she does a segment where she takes people off the internet and she brings them on their show, like Dancing Kids or whatever. And he's better than a dancing kid, but I'm just saying it happens, man.
Yeah, I think I'm better than a dancing kid.
That's what I said.
Dancing cat, I'm fucked.
Show me your moves.
That's awesome.
Delvin, where can the listeners find you?
You can find me on Twitter @Delvin_Cox and check out the Delvin Cox Experience anywhere you get podcasts, and the PlayStation Experience anywhere you get podcasts. Two great podcasts that everybody should check out when they get a chance.
Word. Absolutely. I'm going to check it out even though I don't have a PlayStation. Because I'm gonna tune in for the video game knowledge.
But I mean, you still could probably play the games they talk about.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, Adam Simmons. is probably my best friend, and he's got a PlayStation, and I can't play games with him, and he's been unemployed, and he plays games all fucking day, or all night, rather. He plays games all fucking night and sleeps all day. He's like a reverse fucking human right now. He's living that vampire life, and I want to get a PlayStation just so I can play with him, but I don't want to get a PlayStation on a principle, because I've been this long.
Well, that's stupid.
I've been Team Xbox, man. Dude, I bleed green.
No, I think that because we used to have a PlayStation, that it's not a big deal if we get another one.
Ooh, I like your line of thought.
There you go.
Also, play what you want.
Right.
Have fun. Hey, I have a PlayStation, I have an Xbox, and I have a Switch.
I love the Switch. Is the best. My God. It's so great.
Nintendo's so underrated, dude. That Switch is so good. I love it.
I missed the GameCube, and we had the GameCube, and that went under.
Yeah, well, ours went under because she threw up a bottle of rum on it.
Dude, that bitch survived. But we got a Switch, and I love it. I don't even know how many games we have. We have Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, probably like 10. The Mario game is great. Mario Odyssey for the Switch is fucking fantastic, dude. It's like the best Mario game since 64, I think.
What do you have for the Switch? We have Zelda. We have Pokemon. We have all the Marios. I think that's it. And then Starlink came for free, but we don't fucking play that.
I'm going to try it.
There's a game on Switch that I think you both will like. It's like one of those FMV games. It's called Telling Lies.
Okay.
Telling Lies?
Yes. It's really cool because you have to like watch the story and figure out what's going on.
Okay. It's like a murder mystery.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I would like it. He might not.
But it actually has like famous actors in it.
No way. Is Leonardo DiCaprio in it?
The girl from X-Men who played Storm, not Halle Berry, the one who in the new.
Oh, I don't know. Dang, Halle Berry is only Storm.
I think her name is.
Well, Halle Berry is only Storm, I know.
Yeah, well, and I fell off of the X-Men movies, like the Fox X-Men. Like, I didn't even see the last couple.
Hugh Jackman will always be Wolverine.
The last couple are bad. Last couple are really bad.
Aw. And that's unfortunate, too, because the Apocalypse storyline was one of my favorites. But I never even gave it a chance.
Well, our son is named after Wolverine, so.
Yeah, he is Logan.
The first one.
That's a good name. Mm-hmm. And that's a great movie. Logan's an awesome movie.
Logan was a good movie.
Well, guys, this has been another episode of Hashtag No Offense. If you are a new listener, thanks for stopping by and sitting with us tonight and giving us a chance. I hope that you come back and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. We're available literally everywhere you can get podcasts. It's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, the whole thing, etc., etc. We are also part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network. That is my squad. The likes of The Simmons and Moore Show, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Hood Diner, The Plunge, Failing Hollywood, as well as a whole host of Inner Circle exclusive shows like we mentioned tonight, Inner Circle Sports, the Slimmer Circle is supposed to be recording some episodes. The Almies are coming back to talk about some health and fitness.
Nice.
We got the Creatures of the Night in full swing. And like I say, next week we're going to be recording a new episode with one current guest, Delvin Cox. So be on the lookout for that. You can find those on the Inner Circle Presents podcast feed on the aforementioned platforms. And also look for innercirclepn.com and follow on the socials at Inner Circle PN. If you want to follow us on social media, we're at HTNOS, that's HTNOS, on the web at HTNOS.com. Shoot us an email or give us a call on the hashtag hotline at 813-773-5706.
Jesus, that's a lot of words.
Jesus. I'm doing my thing. Let me do my thing. I'm working here, girl.
I like the aforementioned, though. It's a nice big word.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Good job.
I'll leave a dollar on the nightstand. This young lady is the Duchess Wutsky.
You're the real Wutsky everywhere.
You're goddamn right. We're the hashtag no offense show. Delvin, thanks again for sitting with us tonight.
Peace.
No problem, brother.